It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Aero Fasteners, Avatron Restoration Products, and the Angie app. Now here, Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards and shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad that you're joining us today on a beautiful spring day. It is where we are. We hope it is where you are. And maybe that spells some plans for some home improvement projects today, tomorrow, next weekend. If that's a project that you'd like to get done, if you're thinking about something to do in that space, whether it's a garden, a garage project, whether it is inside or out, thinking about building a deck or maybe redoing the one you have, we would love to help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your question to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, nothing signals the start of spring better than some fresh blooms like daffodils and tulips in full color. But if you want to enjoy those beautiful blooms, you need to start planting those bulbs right now. So we're going to share some tips to make sure your blooms are successful.
And with all the rainy, wet spring weather ahead, repairing rotted wood on your windows, doors, or even those wood columns might be on your to-do list. We're going to make those projects a lot simpler with tips on how to easily restore damaged wood.
And once the weather warms and kids spend more time outside, guess what you're going to be doing inside? Laundry. Lots and lots of laundry. We're going to have some tips to help you save some money getting all that dirt washed out once again, only so they can put it back again, right, Leslie?
Seriously, they just get so dirty. It's ridiculous. And, you know, shoes on. Your socks are white. They're not brown. It's ridiculous. First up, guys, though, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So help yourself first. Reach out to us with your home improvement question. You're going to get the answer. Plus, you might even win a great tool from Arrow Fastener.
Yep, we got the E21 cordless electric staple gun to give away today, along with a supply of staples. It's worth about $50. Going to go out to one listener, drawn at random. So make that you. You can call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. And by the way, it doesn't matter when you hear the show. Whenever you're listening, you can call us at 888-MONEYPIT and ask your home improvement question. You will qualify to win that electric staple gun, the E21 from Arrow. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Rena in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm going through a bathroom renovation, and I have the demo done. Plumber came in to do some piping work and bring things up to code and set the tub in. So when I had the tile guy come to do his thing, he looked at me like I was crazy and said, "This isn't ready. I can't do anything." And then he explained it to me. And I should first say that this is my first home, so I've never been through anything like this.
You're taking on a really big project. Here's my first question. Do you have a second bathroom in the house?
No, I do not.
It's even harder.
So I bought a fixer-upper, so it, yeah. I knew it needed some work. So I am in a standstill right now, which is a bit problematic.
Tell us what the tile guy saw that caused him to want to just press stop on the whole project.
Well, he said to me, the tub isn't secure. I didn't know, quite frankly, that that was an issue. Another thing after the fact, because I did a little bit of research, is that there are shims put along the front of the tub. So if there were like shims on the left and right-hand side put perpendicular to the tub, and it goes an inch all the way across.
Right.
So, yeah, so basically the drain is attached, but the tub isn't secure to the studs. I looked at the install sheet from American Standard, and I learned about the stringer board or hanger. And I tried to feel behind because I didn't think there was one there at all. But as it turns out, there is one sort of in the middle. There's, but it doesn't go all the way across. There's a foot missing on the left and 8 inches on the side.
All right. Well, I think this is a pretty straightforward situation. And that is that, you know, you hired a plumber to install the tub. The plumber is responsible to install that tub consistent with the manufacturer's instructions. The manufacturer's instructions are very clear in that you have to have a piece of wood that goes behind the tub that's even with the underside of the lip of that tub to support it properly all the way along the wall, and that wasn't done. And so that plumber needs to come back and fix that. Now, the fact that you have these shims in the front, you say they stick out, that I'm not concerned about because floors are often uneven and shims are the way you kind of support something that's straight over something that's not so straight. And the tile guy should know that he needs just to take a saw. We would use what's called a back saw, or there are other power tools that do this, and you cut them out, you cut them so they're flush with the front of the tub, and then you tile up to it. And tile guys also have ways of sort of like raising the level a little bit up near the tub so it all covers and looks normal. But I think the fact that the tub isn't put in properly or securely, it was appropriate for the tile contractor not to proceed because you can't put tile against an area that's not properly supported. You're going to have flexing there, especially when the tub gets filled with water. You're never going to have a consistent gap. The caulk's going to pull away. You'll get mold that'll grow in there. So this is a situation where the plumber simply did not do the proper job that he was hired to do. Have you reached out to the plumber yet?
I have, and he basically was told me that the tile guy doesn't know what he's doing. Here I was, like, they're both pointing fingers at each other. That's when I finally went ahead and did some research and actually contacted American Standard. He told me to hand the instruction sheet to the plumber because I knew how it should be installed.
Well, let me ask you one more question. Did you get a building permit for this?
Oh, absolutely.
So your plumbing inspector is going to be your best friend on this. So, you know, it's very easy for the plumber to point fingers at each other, but you can also talk with your plumbing inspector and ask him if this was installed correctly. And, you know, you show the plumbing inspector the manufacturer's instructions, and there will be zero question about this. Let me tell you a quick story. I've mentioned on the show before that I put in a heating system not too long ago. And when my plumbing inspector from my local town came to look at it, he would not approve it because he was looking for a diagram in the instructions for the boiler that showed the exact installation that I had. And he couldn't find it right away. Well, ultimately, I found it for him. But then he noticed that there was a slight difference between the way the vent was terminated on my home from the book. The book said it should have a 180-degree angle, and mine had a 90-degree angle. And so just that slight difference, he said, it's got to be like the book. I mean, to the plumbing inspectors, these manufacturer specs are really the law, and your plumber just didn't do it. I'm sorry he has to come back, but he's going to have to, you know, suck it up, admit the error, and just come fix it. Stop making it worse than it actually is. And if he doesn't come back, you actually have a complaint against this guy that you could file with the licensing board. So I think you need to just be a little more comprehensive on how you go back to the plumber, pointing out all this additional information and asking for his cooperation to get it done right. I mean, you tell this guy you're not going to get an inspection passed unless it's done right, so he's got to fix it. And what's he going to do, tell you now the building inspector, the plumbing inspector doesn't know what he's doing, and the tile guy? Who else?
Yeah, you know, I think I did call City Hall. A friend recommended I do that. And when it was the permit was looked up, it looks like it's already signed off through the end.
No, it's not possible. You would have had to have had a rough-in inspection and then a final inspection. So that makes no sense. I would go down and talk with the plumbing inspector, find out when he has office hours, bring some pictures, bring the installation instructions, and go through it with him and see where that takes it, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Okay, sorry that happened to you, but and you know, don't let this dissuade you, but you're doing the right thing, and sometimes you have to stand up to these contractors and show them the light, okay?
Thanks so much, yeah.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We love taking on projects, especially this time of year in the springtime when things are all fresh and fun. So let us help you. Ask us your questions. Call us now at 888-MONEY-PIT. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, nothing signaled to start a spring better than some fresh blooms. We're going to help you get those in the ground now so those blooms will arrive on time and in full color. That's all coming up next. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be on the Money Pit Podcast. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey guys, if you enjoy woodworking, crafting, or DIY projects, we've got a great tool to give away to one lucky listener to today's show. It's the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun, along with all the staples you'll need for quite a while. This is a really nice tool. It's very compact. It's easy to use. It fires 30 staples and nails per minute. And it's got a battery life of up to 3 hours, which I can tell you is super convenient when you're working in areas with limited power sources or you just don't want to have another darn power cord pulling around your project. I know personally I'm always tripping on them, so I'm happy to have these battery-powered tools. And this staple gun is great for crafting, woodworking, and, of course, lots of other DIY projects. Going out to one listener drawn at random, if you'd like to win the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun, you got to have a question, and you got to call us with it at 888-MONEYPIT or post it to moneypit.com.
Steve in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Looked outside this year, and hey, we've got a building that was built in 1929. It's got a porch above the patio down below, and on the exposed joists, those carpenter bees have put some holes in there, and we're looking for a way to eliminate the carpenter bees and not necessarily poison everything in the neighborhood.
Well, part of what they're doing is, you know, they really enjoy eating this natural wood, so they're coming there because you've got something tasty to offer up, and, you know, it turns out that they love to bore these holes that are, like, perfectly 3/8 inches, you know, round. So you can do a couple of things. You can have it treated by a pest professional and then seal up those holes, and that should do the trick. But you're right, you know, chemicals are used, and that might not be what you have in mind. The other thing is you can cover that or replace that joist completely or whatever the support is with a synthetic wood or a composite that looks like wood, but it's not actually wood. It could be extruded PVC. It could be recycled plastics. This way, it looks like wood. It's doing the same job that the wood piece was. However, carpenter bees, carpenter ants, termites, whatever pests like to eat a natural source is wood, they're going to try it. They're not going to get into it, and they're going to be really confused and fly away and find somewhere else to eat.
Yeah, that sounds like an option. Yeah, I was wondering if there was something that, you know, that I assume that painting it would not make a difference. I didn't know if there was something that could be topically applied to it that would be environmentally friendly and keep the bees out.
Mm-mm. I've had them eat through the painted wood that makes up my entire screen and porch. And then what happens is they bore a hole, but they won't bore all the way through. They'll bore into the wood, even if it's just like a 1x6 or whatever. They find a way to bore into it and then bore through the wood itself and lay their eggs in there.
Okay. And it's amazing. It looks like somebody got out with a drill and drilled the hole in there.
It's just bizarre. It's perfect how they do it.
So essentially, the options of basically are having someone come out and treat it, or either covering or changing the material that's there.
Yeah, changing material is usually the best bet because they won't eat it. And then as an added benefit, you know, it doesn't require any maintenance except the occasional cleaning. You know, you're not going to be painting it all the time. It really is a win-win situation.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into that. I've got a contractor that's got to come out anyway, so I'll look into both options. But it sounds like if I'd prefer something that wouldn't have to do with pesticides.
Steve, I hope that takes care of those carpenter bees once and for all. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, nothing signals the start of spring better than those fresh blooms like daffodils and tulips in full color. But if you want to enjoy those beautiful spring blooms, you need to plant those bulbs now.
Yep, and the secret to successful blooms start with that timing. Summer bulbs aren't tolerant of cold temperatures that need to be planted after the ground warms up and there's no longer any threat of frost.
Yeah, so if you're ready to start planting bulbs, there are a few basic rules that you've got to keep in mind. First of all, a bulb does not like wet soil, so you want to make sure to plant them in well-draining sandy soil. You also want to add a good bulb fertilizer to the bottom of the hole and scratch it into the soil really well before you plant that bulb. And you want to be careful not to plant too shallow. You need to follow the instructions on the package, but the general rule here is to plant 2 to 2.5 times deep as the bulb is tall.
Now, if you're trying to decide which bulbs to plant, we've got a couple of good options to suggest. The first is, of course, tulips. There's nothing more classic in a bulb plant than a tulip. And that's why they're one of the most popular types. Now, one trick with tulips is to replant the same colors in the same bed year after year to make up for bulbs that don't come back. Just remember that if there are deer in your area, though, tulips are like caviar to them. So put them in an area the deer can't get to, like inside a fenced-in section of your yard. Now, the other option is daffodils. These are like the workhorses of spring flowering blooms. They're available in a large variety of colors and bloom times. I like to plant them in sort of like large masses with like hundreds of bulbs. It gives you this amazing impact. And when you plant that way, you can always snip a few for inside and not really miss them. And there's a lot of varieties that naturalize, which means they grow and flower year after year without replanting. And most importantly, consider that timing. Remember, some bulbs are going to bloom later in the summer or for a longer time, like dahlias, that bloom well into fall. So if you plan this out, you'll have some early bulbs, some midsummer bulbs, and even some fall flowering bulbs to enjoy.
Now we're going to chat with Caroline in Delaware, who needs some help finding the right tool for the job. What are you working on?
Well, actually, I do all my own landscaping, and I have a 15-year-old property with a lot of landscaping as well. I just joined the landscaping committee at my HOA.
Oh,
so
nice.
I am looking for a chainsaw that is kind of user-friendly for a woman.
Yep.
So something that I could start up and use and would do branches probably about, I don't know, 4 to 6 inches diameter or something like that.
So, you know, when folks think of chainsaws, they think of, you know, loud gas-powered machines that need a lot of maintenance, are very heavy to use, they're very smelly. But today, the battery technology has advanced to a point where you can get the same level of power and performance without having to go through that. I would suggest you take a look at HART, H-A-R-T. This is a brand of power tools sold exclusively at Walmart because they have a 40-volt 14-inch chainsaw, which I think is the perfect size for the kind of work that you're talking about. And with this 40-volt chainsaw, it's light, it's comfortable, it's easy to use. It's not going to wear you out. It has all the features that you'd find in a gas-powered machine, too. You know, it's got an automatic oiler, for example, that will extend the chain life. And the batteries are just terrific. Now, they make a bunch of great tools. And, in fact, I used a 40-volt snow thrower that they made, and I used it this winter with all the snow we had, and it was fantastic because I have a little patio out my back door, and I was walking around with this snow thrower just cleaning it off in no time at all during the snowstorms. So I would recommend you take a look at that. Available at Walmart. It's the HART chainsaw. It's a 40-volt brushless 14-inch chainsaw.
Okay, I will. I really appreciate the information.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. And keep us posted on that landscaping committee.
Sure.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you've started a project or maybe you're stuck in the middle of one, let us help you guys. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You can find pros for all of your home projects with the Angie app. So download that Angie app today. Well, spring is upon us, thank goodness. And along with all the rainy, wet weather that we're going to see, perhaps repairing rotted wood on your windows, doors, trim, that might be on your to-do list. We're going to make those projects a lot easier with tips on how to easily restore damaged wood next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Do you love your home, but sometimes feel like it's, I guess, an endless pit you throw money into for home improvements and repairs? Well, we get it. We're also throwing the money into our homes, but we love them too. And that's why we can help you get your projects done quickly, easily, and save some money in the process. So call us right now with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Jim on the line from Ohio who's dealing with a high water table.
Hi, our sump pump runs like crazy, and we've tried to make sure that the drainage is a little far away from the foundation. We even went so far as to get the basin sealed, waterproofed, all that stuff, which I think we wasted our money on. But nonetheless, sump pump runs like crazy. All the other things that have been addressed, it's just, and everybody says around here, it is a hugely high water table, if that makes sense.
So does your basement leak more after hard rain?
Nope.
So the rainfall is consistent?
Right.
So this could be the unique situation where you really truly do have a high water table. If you get basement leakage and precipitation that is worse after snowmelt or rainfall, then it's almost always gutter problems or problems with drainage, angle of the grade, that sort of thing.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, we took your advice from past shows and had all that stuff addressed because it is such a common issue. But this is the oddball. You know, leave it to us to have the oddball.
If you truly do have a high water table and you have a subsurface drainage system in below the floor of the basement, then that's pretty much all that you really can or should be doing right now. Is the water evidencing itself in some way? Is it coming up beyond the floor?
No. It stays in the sump well, but I know my pump's not going to last forever. We've gone through 7 or 8 of them in 12 years.
Take a look at the pumps that are made by Wayne, the Wayne Pump Company. They make really good pumps that, in fact, they have pumps that are auto-reversing so that if they do get clogged, that they will reverse themselves to kind of spit out the clog and then come back on again.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
That's the solution. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You guys rock.
Well, when wood gets wet and stays that way for a long time, it rots. And with all the rainy, wet spring weather we've got ahead, you might likely find rotted wood in places where water spends more time than it should.
Yeah, we're talking about places like wood windowsills, wood porch columns, the trim around doors, or even the wood that trims the corners of your home or the fascia just behind your gutter. Places like this that get wet and stay wet and may not have been painted frequently enough, they're going to deteriorate into a soggy, mushy, rotted mess. But instead of replacing wood that rots away, there is a way to restore and rebuild these areas for a fraction of the cost of replacing them.
Yeah, and now there's actually two products that are designed for this, Liquid Wood and Wood Epox, and they're both made by Abitron, a company that we've been recommending for almost as long as we've had this show. Both products are high-performance epoxy adhesives, and they work together to restore and rebuild rotted and damaged wood.
Yeah, now first you'd apply the liquid wood, which is known as an epoxy consolidant. That's a new word that I learned when I started looking at these products, Leslie, a consolidant, because it basically
brings it all together.
That's what it does. It brings all that soft rotted wood and permanently restores the structural strength and the durability. It's really easy to apply. It soaks in deeply those wood fibers, and it doesn't require the need to cut out any of the damaged wood because once it's dry, it is totally solid once again.
Yeah, now if the wood rot is really so terrible that areas have completely fallen away, that's where Wood Epox comes in, because it's a shrink-free epoxy wood filler that's going to fill in and actually replace that rotted wood. It's a two-part epoxy that you mix together and you make it like a putty-like consistency. You press it in place and then it dries solid. And in about 1 to 2 hours, it's fully cured and you can cut it, sand it, stain it, paint it, whatever you would normally do like with real wood.
You know what I also used the Wood Epox for? I once drilled a very large hole in a totally wrong place when I was hanging a door. And so I had the big hole for the door latch, and it was completely off by like an inch. So I mixed up Wood Epox, filled it in, sanded it down. I started all over again and got it right the second time. So by using the liquid wood and the Wood Epox instead of replacing rotted wood, you can make permanent shrink-free wood repairs that really do retain the character of your home and save you some money in the process, because you're not going to have to replace the wood or the window or the door or whatever part of your home needs the work. You can find Abitron's liquid wood and Wood Epox at Ace, True Value, Benjamin Moore, and other retailers nationwide, or at Abitron.com. That's Abatron.com.
All right, now we've got Belinda, who wants to talk electricity. What kind of electrical work are you doing over there?
I live in a house that was built in 1971, so there were no GFI outlets then, and little by little, you know, I've been adding them. So my question is, I have a couple more, you know, that I want in bathrooms and all. When a GFI outlet is added, does it need its own circuit breaker, or is it okay if they splice it into an existing wire?
No, it does not need its own circuit breaker. In fact, the ground fault breaker is a circuit breaker. Now, there's two types of GFCI devices that are most common. One's built into the outlet, and the other one actually is a circuit breaker with a ground fault circuitry built into it. With an older house, typically you're just going to replace the outlet with one that is a GFCI outlet, and an electrician that knows what they're doing should be able to handle that. I always suggest that you test it yourself by using the test button, and if possible, there's a little electrical tester that's in the shape of a plug that tells you a lot of information. All you do is stick this thing in, and it has lights on it, and the lights will tell you if it's grounded. It'll tell you if the polarity is reversed, which means the wires have been put in backwards, and it'll also enable you to test the ground fault outside of the breaker itself, so which is a better test. It's kind of like what happens if you have a bad appliance plugged into it. So it's definitely something that can be done after the fact, and you don't have to do it at the breaker itself.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't need its own dedicated line down to the circuit breaker. Okay. And this tester you're saying is something I should buy to have in my own toolbox in my house.
Yeah, it's called an outlet tester. Yeah, they're like, I don't know, $10. They're really cheap. It looks like a small plug, you know, 3-prong plug, and you just plug it in. You'll see there's lights on it and a little push button. And when you read the instructions, you'll see it'll tell you if everything's wired right.
And then the way to test my GFI outlet that I have, you just press that red button.
Yeah, it should click off, right, and be dead, basically.
Thank you.
Hey guys, do you have a project that you'd like to tackle? Well, let us help. Call in your question now to 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie.
Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Just ahead, are you ready for spring cleaning and the days coming up? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, we've got a few tips to help you save money next.
Live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit, from gardening to garages and basements to baths, we serve as your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist, because believe me, you're going to have things to talk about. All of it and more for your home remodeling, decor, or fix-up projects. That's us, Team Money Pit.
Hey, if you got a project in mind you could use some tools to help, you're in exactly the right place because we are giving away the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun along with all the staples you need for quite a while. Leslie, is this a tool that you would typically use with your upholstery projects?
Oh, for sure. I mean, a good electric staple gun is definitely key on having successful upholstery projects, and Arrow is for sure the way to go. I mean, it's got a very specific nose design that helps you get into some places that usually you can't get to with a basic hand stapler. I love the power of it, how quickly it fires the staples. You know, 30 staples or nails per minute. And when you're tackling like a headboard or the backside of a couch or whatever it is you're working on, it definitely helps you get through that project successfully.
It's also great for crafts and woodworking and lots of other DIY projects. This prize, the Arrow Cordless Electric Staple Gun with the staples, it's worth $50. If you want to win it, you got to be in it. Call us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com. We'll draw one listener at the end of today's show, and it might just be you. Well, after a cold and snowy winter, we're all ready to welcome warmer temperatures of spring, and that means the kids get outside to play and come in with very, very dirty clothes, right?
Super dirty. So I bet one of those projects for your spring cleaning, which will probably roll well into the summer, is laundry. Lots and lots of loads of laundry. So we've got a few tips to help you save money along the way. First of all, always run a full load of laundry. You're going to use the same amount of energy with a full load versus washing, say, only 3 t-shirts. So just wait till you have the full load of laundry. With 2 boys at home, it literally takes 5 minutes. So just wait. There'll be more laundry. Now, you want to switch loads while the dryer is warm, and that's going to allow you to use that remaining heat inside that dryer for the next drying cycle. And always clean that lint filter on the dryer after every single load. You're going to find that the dryer runs way more efficiently and safely.
That's right. Now, if you're ready for new appliances, always look for Energy Star certified washers and dryers because they use 20 to 25% less energy than conventional models. And try to always wash with cold water instead of hot. This can also cut a load's energy use in half since you're not using your water heater to raise that water temperature.
George in Pennsylvania is on the line with a geothermal question. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a geothermal system now. It's 15 years old, and a couple weeks ago, the compressor went up. And the guy who came out, who normally services the unit, he recommends not replacing the compressor. He recommends an entirely new unit, everything, the whole shebang.
How old is the existing system, George?
15 years old.
Okay. I would agree with that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is that pretty much your question?
Well, yeah, that's my question. Because my stepson, who is in the field, keeps insisting to me that just to replace the compressor, but I went online and I saw the pros and cons of doing that, and I had to just do piecemeal and something happened. You know, I spend money for a compressor and a couple of years later, something else goes up.
Well, you know, the old saying is you don't want to throw good money after bad.
Right.
And
sure.
If the system is 15 years old, I mean, frankly, George, it doesn't owe you a dime. You know, that's pretty good life expectancy. So you've gotten all your money out of that. If you replace the whole thing, you're going to get a much more efficient system out of it because everything is balanced in systems today. And plus, there's new refrigerants that are safer. So I really do think you're better off replacing it.
Oh, great. Okay. Okay, fine. How do you feel about buying a, I want to say another, he wants, this guy's recommending, not another hot water heater, like a storage tank to keep the water hot so that we don't have to use the hot water heater as much as we do now.
Okay. That's not an unusual approach. I mean, I have a storage tank in my home because my hot water is provided by my boiler, not by a water heater.
Right. We used to have
and
that.
So by having a storage tank next to the boiler, you know, the storage tank can supply a certain amount of hot water. And the boiler doesn't have to come on every time we need more hot water in the house. So that's not an unusual approach. The other thing that you might want to think about is a tankless water heater. That's another way to go.
Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, well, great. That was quick. You answered my questions. I appreciate it.
All right, George. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, do you have a question about your money pit? Well, call us now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie, where you'll find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Up next, does a bath reno always give you a good return on your remodeling investment? Well, we're going to share that answer next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, if you love listening to podcasts, we would love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. We try to deliver helpful how-to tips in every episode, so you can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Marianne is thinking about the value of a bath reno and writes, when remodeling a house, is a bathroom always the best return on your investment?
You know, that's a really interesting question, especially now, Leslie, because I think what we're seeing is a shift, right? It used to be that kitchens and bathrooms were always like the best return on investment. And I think while kitchens have pretty much held that value as being one of the more valuable ones to do, bathrooms, they seem to be slipping down, because I checked the numbers and the latest average return on investment for a bath is about 60%.
Isn't a lot.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think what it says is that you better plan on, you know, spending enough years in that house after the reno to get your 40% out of it, because you're not getting any more than that out of it when it comes time to sell your house if your ROI is only 60. I suppose that it does change based on, like, how drastic the reno is. So if we're talking about sort of gut job remodeling, you're down to the studs, ripping up the floor, that sort of, like, exhaustive remodeling, that would probably be harder to get a return on investment of than just doing sort of a bath redo where the walls and floors were in decent shape, and maybe you're just changing out the fixtures, maybe you're putting in a new tile floor, you're doing maybe an EVP floor on top of the old floor, you know, one that can actually give you, you know, a pretty dramatic update in terms of its look, adding some lighting, but that kind of a update I think would give you a much better return on investment. So it varies based on how difficult and how complicated the project is. And I think the exception to that, though, is adding a bathroom, right? Because when you add a bathroom, then you definitely impact the overall.
Well, you're increasing the value of
exactly, that. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that this doesn't count for adding. If you add a bathroom, I think that's always a smart thing to do.
Always. And then come help me add a bathroom at my house.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. It's my thing. All right, next, Sherry's going to need some advice about upgrading her heating system. Now, she says, I have an older home and getting ready to replace my heating and hot water systems. I'm wondering if I should go with a conventional boiler water heater or a combining system where both water heater and boiler are one unit.
So I actually just did this last winter, Sherry. I had an old, maybe 40-ish year old cast iron boiler, an indirect water heater, which is kind of like a storage tank, because the boiler would run in the basically year round and make the hot water, then it would store in that tank. And so I was always interested in making this replacement, but of course, like everything, you need to wait until you have the time and the money and all that. But the plan's kind of aligned for us on this, because there were a number of rebates available. I think about $1,300 total worth of rebates. So all in, I think I spent about $6,000 on this, including removal of the old one. And I'm super happy, because my new system is really efficient. I went from, like, say, 70-ish percent efficient to like 97% efficient. It's so much smaller. I actually picked up more room in my basement, which is great too. So I think you really can't go wrong with going with a combis with the system. And you'll be amazed at how small it is. I mean, my unit hangs on the wall. It's like 18 by 27. So it's like the size of my spice cabinet.
That's really small.
It really is. It really is amazing, but it works great.
I mean, think of all the things you can now store in that room. Just remember.
We're planning. We're planning. Yep. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that you've picked up a couple of good tips to help you with projects on your to-do list. If you have a new project that comes to mind or you're stuck in the middle of one you started, remember, you can always reach us at MoneyPit.com or by calling in your question to 1-888-MONEYPIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. He made a run for the end zone a lot of times during his football career. Now, the man who heads up Republicans' reelection efforts would like Herschel Walker to make a run for the Senate next year.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida tells the Salem Radio Network former President Trump came up with a good idea when he suggested Walker run for the U.S. Senate.
I think he would be a very good candidate. He really cares about this country, and he believes the way we believe.
Senator Scott notes that although Walker currently resides in Texas, he still has close ties with his home state and even maintains a residence in Georgia. Senator Scott is chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Bob Agnew reporting.
A shooting at a Nebraska mall left one person dead, another wounded, as terrified shoppers ran for cover. Authorities believe the shooting today at the Westwoods Mall in Omaha was an isolated incident, not a random attack. The suspects fled after police got there. Federal officials are projecting historically low water levels in the western U.S. over the coming months.
The Bureau of Reclamation's 24-month outlook forecasts less water will cascade down the Colorado River from the Rocky Mountains and into Lake Powell and Lake Mead. Water levels in the two lakes are expected to drop low enough for the agency to declare an official water shortage for the first time, threatening the supply of water that feeds cities and farms across the Southwest. By November of next year, 2022, the agency projects Lake Mead could drop to levels that would threaten Hoover Dam's ability to generate electricity. I'm Ben Thomas.
Police say a driver who ran a red light through a container of what turned out to be bleach at New York City officer drove away, then tossed a flaming Molotov cocktail at the pursuing officers before later crashing his car and then was arrested. Police say the additional Molotov cocktail was found inside the vehicle. The officers were not injured. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Amid mounting anger over allegations of bullying, Broadway and Hollywood producer Scott Rudin broke his silence today. He says he's profoundly sorry and will step back from his theater work. For the latest, we turn to correspondent Julie Walker.
The powerful producer behind Book of Mormon, To Kill a Mockingbird, West Side Story, said in a statement, "After a period of reflection, I've made the decision to step back from active participation on our Broadway productions, effective immediately." The move comes more than a week after the Hollywood Reporter story on Rubin contained accounts of him throwing glass bowls, staples, and baked potatoes at former employees. In his statement, he did not deny the allegations. He said, "I am profoundly sorry for the pain my behavior caused to individuals, and he's taking steps to address it." Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Salt Lake Tribune is being called out by a black lawmaker over its woke racism.
Representative Burgess Owens, a Republican from Utah, criticized the paper for publishing a, quote, pathetic editorial cartoon comparing him to the Ku Klux Klan. The cartoon editorial by Pat Bagley compared comments by Owens about migrants crossing the southern border to comments made by the Ku Klux Klan 70 years ago. Other Utah lawmakers have defended Owens and condemned the cartoon. Owens recently called on President Biden and Vice President Harris to get some backbone and visit the U.S.-Mexico border amid a surge in migrant crossings. Utah Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney demanded that the Salt Lake Tribune immediately take down the image, issue a formal apology, and hold themselves to a higher standard. Patrick Frost reporting.
This date in 1970, Apollo 13 astronauts James Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swigert splashed down safely 4 days after a ruptured oxygen tank crippled their spacecraft en route to the moon. More at townhall.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Aero Fasteners, Avatron Restoration Products, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey guys, what are you working on this fine weekend? If it's your house, you are in the right place. We're here to help. And we will pick up the hammers, pick up the nails, or just pick up your spirits if you're kind of stuck with a project that you don't know how to move forward on. You can help yourself, though, by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because that's what we do. We can be your coach, your helper, your therapist. We are here to make sure you get your jobs done once, done right, and really have the time to enjoy them, especially as this warm weather starts to soak into our very tired bones after a cold, hard year of dealing with COVID. We're ready to get outside. We're ready to enjoy our homes. And if you've got a project, we are ready to help you. Coming up on today's show, Earth Day is just about here. So we thought, hey, why not make this the perfect time to talk about some of our favorite tricks of the trade when it comes to saving water, energy, and money all at the same time.
And painting is a very popular spring project and one that can be made a lot easier if you know just a few tricks of the trade that these pros are using every single day. So we're going to share some of those secrets coming up.
And few home improvements bring more beauty and value to a home than adding a hardwood floor. We're going to have some tips on advances in hardwood flooring that makes this product a lot easier for DIYers to install.
But first, we want to help you tackle all of your to-dos with confidence and help you create that best home ever.
So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We got a great prize we're giving away to one listener this hour. It's the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun, along with all the staples you'll need to get projects done around your house. It's worth $50 going out to one listener. Make that you. Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Heading over to New Jersey, where Chris is on the line with some issues in the foundation. What's going on?
So I had actually just purchased a new home about a week and a few days ago.
Okay, congrats.
Thank you. We had our first, warm weather, and about a foot of snow was melting outside.
Okay.
We had a lot of groundwater coming into the house in the basement underneath where our stairs are.
Okay.
Took out a couple of the stairs, and I found out that the wall for the outside of the house was actually sloped with the grade of the property.
Was it buckled or leaning? What are you seeing?
No buckles, no leans. It's still straight and still sturdy. But underneath the stairs is it's just
the way it was constructed. It was almost like in steps. Now, how old is your new house, Chris?
I believe it's about 100, in the neighborhood about 100 years.
We love people with old homes that are brand new because we have a big, wonderful world of old home love and old home frustration and hate to kind of work
through.
It's
all just about to start happening.
Yeah, it's all going to start happening, but we're here to help you. So this moisture issue, so what have you done about it so far?
So far I removed the bottom two steps of the stairs going into the basement. I did find where the leak was coming in. It was coming in between, the compacted soil and the wall.
Okay.
So far I've patched it, the best I could with some concrete.
And have you talked to any contractors about this yet?
I actually work for a contractor, believe it or not.
Okay.
I did speak to a couple different people, who had suggested digging out around the property on the outside and waterproofing it, which normally is the way to go. But with my current situation, I'm thinking that that's probably going to be a little more work than it is not.
So we're going to put you out of your misery here. I just wanted to get the whole story out. The good news is that what you are facing is very typical and is also very easy to fix. Because the reason this is happening is because of drainage. You mentioned groundwater. Well, look, when you think about leaks into a basement space, a lot of folks think of it as water that's coming up, like rising through the ground and coming in. It's actually not that at all. It's really water that's draining down and finding its way in. Now, in an old home that's 100 years old, you don't really have a typical footing under that wall. Your foundation, as is mine, and perhaps Leslie, as I suspect yours is, those foundation walls are built right on the dirt. They start down deep as a normal foundation would be, but there's no poured concrete footing that was done 100 years ago. And so you got to be really careful. You mentioned you tore out some steps. We don't want to, mess up the fact that to what extent those steps were sort of helping to support that first layer of soil. We do want to fix the source of this, and because you spotted this right after a snowmelt, I know for absolute certainty that your problem is drainage. And so with respect to drainage, you need to look at two things. The most common problem is with the gutters. If you don't have enough gutters, if your gutters are clogged, if they're overflowing, if the downspouts are not discharged at least 4 feet to 6 feet away from the house, and most are not, then you're going to be collecting a lot of roof water at that foundation perimeter where it has nowhere to go but into your foundation and ultimately in your basement. And that happens during a rainstorm. It also happens when snow melts. The second thing that causes this is the grade or the angle of the soil at that foundation perimeter, and even new homes are going to settle over time, and with an old house, you probably have a lot of settlement that goes on, so that you tend to lose the slope away from the wall. And so in that case, what you want to do is add clean fill dirt and slope it away from the wall, and you want to have a slope of about 6 inches over 4 feet where it drops away. And then on top of that, you could put some topsoil or stone or mulch or whatever you want to do to cover it. But you've got to establish that grade. Now, the order of importance on this is to do the gutter work first. Fortunately, that is the easiest and least expensive. And then if you're still having issues, you can address the grading secondly to that. But this is simply a drainage issue. It's a situation where you have too much water around the foundation, and you just got to move it away. So stop working inside. Start working outside. All the sealants, all that kind of stuff, yeah, I mean, you can't really make your house float no matter how much of that you put on, you know. And if you just manage that drainage, this is going to go away. I'd like you to go to moneypit.com, and on the homepage, there is a article there, which actually is one of the busiest ones on the entire site, about how to fix a leaking or flooded basement. And in that, we walk you through the step-by-step procedures, much like I've just explained to you. And you'll find it interesting that at the end of that, there's 40 or 50 comments about folks that, and there's two groups. The first group is waterproofing contractors who just complain to no end about the fact that I don't know what I'm doing. And the other group is homeowners just praising how easy this was to fix and thanking me for saving them tens of thousands of dollars. So you can decide which group you believe. But that article will help educate you on all of this. And if you have more questions, you can just shoot us an email, okay?
All right, awesome.
All right, good luck with that house. And if you have any other questions, old house questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
All right, awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Well, if you've started a project or perhaps you're stuck in the middle of one, let us help. Call us now at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, Earth Day is just about here, so we're going to share some of our favorite tricks of the trade when it comes to saving water, energy, and money after this.
You live in a money pit.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Paystone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Do you love your home, but, you know, sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing all your money into for home improvements and repairs? Yeah, we get it, and we can help. Follow us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
If you're thinking about taking on a project and just wish you had some tools to help, well, we're going to help you by giving away an Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun on today's show. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random from those that either call or write us with a home improvement question. This is compact and easy to use, and it fires 30 staples or nails per minute, and we love that it's battery powered because it gives you battery life up to 3 hours and no hassling with cords wherever you need to use it. It pretty much comes right along on your project. It's good for crafting and woodworking, lots of other DIY jobs around the house, worth $50. Again, going out to one lucky listener. Make that you. Call us or post your question. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got Karen in Pennsylvania on the line who wants to add a railing to a porch. Tell us about it.
Okay, when we built this home, they put in a prefab hollow porch step.
Okay.
A wider porch and then two steps that go down mm-hmm. at our front door.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband wants to put a railing on it. Would it be sturdy enough to put a screw in a post to put the railing in, to screw it? The one will be attached onto the house that is brick, and the other one would be going into that hollow porch. Would that be sturdy enough to do that?
Well, I think it can be sturdy enough if you use the right attaching points and the right type of screws. Now, when you're going into any kind of masonry, so for the house as well with the brick and the hollow concrete steps, you would use something called a tapcon, which is just a very specialized type of screw that's meant to go into a masonry surface. And the way sort of the grooves are on the stem of the screw itself is they're tighter together, they're a little thicker, so they'll really bite into that masonry and really grab a hold. So if you use something like that, which is appropriate for that location, it should have no problem as long as you get the right weight, the right length, you know, depending on that situation. You can find it at any home center. They come in, you know, just a couple or in a larger box. Some of them need a specialized bit. Sometimes you need a hammer drill just to sort of get into that masonry surface first to allow space for that screw. But, I mean, it's generally an easy project and, you know, just a little bit of time and a little bit of effort.
Yeah, they're very distinctive. They're a blue color. And by the way, if it turns out that that hollow step just doesn't have enough meat in it, so to speak, to attach, the other option here is just to drop the post in front of the step or to the side of the step, depending on how it lines up, you know, with the rest of your house, and just set a post in the soil. To do that, you would simply use a post hole digger and dig down about 3 feet. You would stick a wood post in there, and then you could pour a concrete mix by Quikrete that's available in the red bag. It's called Fast Setting Concrete. You pour it in there dry. Now, you don't have to mix it up first. You pour it in there dry. Make sure the post is nice and level. And then you water it like you're watering a plant. You just put some water in the hole and it hardens for you. And then you could adjust the height of it. You could cut it down to size. And that would be then supported by the soil. So if it turns out the step is just not possible for you to support the post there, you could always do it by setting the post directly in grade. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your answer. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Well, Earth Day is just about here, and that makes it a good time to talk about some of our favorite tricks of the trade when it comes to saving water, energy, and money all at the same time.
That's right. You know, let's start with a few water-saving ideas for your lawn and garden, since we all want to get out in the yard right away, right now, this time of year. So for your garden, when it comes to watering, it really is best to water deeply. You want to make sure that you soak the root zone rather than the entire yard. Now, when it comes to landscaping, you should choose some plants that require little or no water beyond what nature provides. So that means you got to choose native plants to the area that you're in. And if you go to your garden center, you'll definitely find stuff that's made specifically, or I should say, grown specifically in your area. So it's really going to do well. Mulch, great. It looks good in the garden, but it actually has a super important function. It helps you keep all of that moisture in the soil. So make sure you keep that mulch up. The garden's going to look good, but it's also going to stay nice and hydrated. And for watering, think about a method of drip irrigation or even a soaker hose, because that's going to help you reduce evaporation, and it's going to get the water directly where the plants need it, right at the roots.
Now, if you want to save energy, there are a few things that you could do outside your home. First up, shade your air conditioning compressor. It seems like a simple thing, but it really makes a difference, because the hotter it gets where your AC compressor is located, the harder it has to work and the more it costs to run. So you want to plant at least about 12 inches away from the compressor, because you do need some air around it. But if you keep the shade on that compressor, you're going to find a big difference in the electric bill. Now, you also might want to consider adding some shade trees, because you can save 15 to 50% on cooling costs, according to the Department of Energy. Plus, you get a beautiful new tree in the process. And finally, let's talk about storm windows. Now, you might be thinking, but it's not winter. Why are we talking about storm windows? Well, you're right. We don't usually talk about them this time of the year, except if you've got those old wood windows and storm windows, guess what? Using those storm windows in the summer can actually help you save on your air conditioning costs, because all those drafts you feel in the winter, guess what? They come in the summer too, except they're hot air, and that means you got to spend more to cool the house. So if you got storm windows and you got central AC, put them down in the summer.
Now I've got Aaron in South Dakota on the line. Aaron, what can we help you with today?
My question is concerning my fireplace chimney. I have a 35-year-old home. It's a story and a half, and it has two fireplaces. The fireplace on the main level is in. We use it. Below it in the basement, there is a cutout in the foundation for a second fireplace, but it was never put in, so it's just the foundation concrete. My question is, because it was never put in, the fireplace in the basement, the chimney was never used, and it is dumping cold air into the basement, and I want to know, how do I permanently seal that off so that I'm just not taking in air from outside?
Okay, interesting question. Now, because it's a second fireplace in the basement, do you happen to know if it has a separate dedicated flue? Because it very, very well may have its own interior flue, even though it's one chimney structure. There could be two flues going up through the middle of it. Do you know if that's the case?
I'm not entirely certain.
Okay, well, I would identify that. You could probably go on top of the chimney and look straight down. You'll see these two flues side by side. If it's got its own flue, I'd probably seal it off from the top. If it's sharing a flue, then what I would do is I would seal it off from the bottom. And you could do something as simple as sealing in the front of that opening with just an insulated foam panel.
Well, you see, that is what is there right now. If I go into the basement and I look up, somebody has put a foam panel to seal it up, but it's not sealed very well and air is getting in. And on the outside, the chimney stack is a double stack, and I have cut into the knee wall into my attic space to look, and it's a wide open void up there. So the air is getting in, so whether it already has a flue in there or not, I'm not certain, but I just didn't know if there's anything I need to do more than just putting a a thermal break on every level.
Well, when you say it's a wide open stack, what do you mean by that when you say it's a wide open stack, Aaron?
If you look at the side of my house, there is a massive chimney. It's probably 4 feet wide by 2 feet wide. And when I look in my attic space, I can see that it is wide open, but there's nothing inside of it.
So it's sort of framed wide open, but there's no flue liner inside of it?
It's framed wide open like it was intended. At some point, somebody's going to put a fireplace there, but no one ever did.
Hmm. Yeah.
So now it's just from outside down to my basement, it's air coming in. And I don't intend to put a second fireplace in. And I want to finish that area.
The goal here is to seal off and insulate anything that you're not using without impacting the side of the fireplace that you are using. And so to do that, you need to know exactly how many flues you have and what appliances in your house that's serving, whether it's a furnace or a fireplace. Those need to be left alone. And the others, you can insulate or seal off. And so this may be something that has to be done by an experienced professional, because you want to get it right. But that's the goal. If you're not using it, you can seal it off. And I would seal it from the top if I could, because that's where the air is coming in.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, guys, have you ever had a paint project that didn't really dry right, or maybe wouldn't cover a stain, or you found out that it peeled off way faster than it should have? Well, we're going to have solutions to these paint predicaments in today's Pro Project, presented by Angie, next. Hey, 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 Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
It's presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, when you get estimates from a contractor for a job, you get sold. When you call the Money Pit, you get told. We hope the right way to get that job and protect yourself from being oversold. So call us with your questions now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Nicole from Connecticut on the line who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What is going on?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there is a well here, and we hear loud banging in the basement where the well, you know, water comes in through the basement floor.
There's two things I'm thinking that could be causing this. The first one is pretty straightforward, and it's called water hammer. And water hammer occurs when some of those plumbing pipes in the basement are loose. If they're not well attached to the wood framing, you know, usually the ceiling joists in this example, then when you open up a faucet and then, or close a faucet or flush a toilet, that water movement through the pipe suddenly stops, but sometimes the force continues to shake the pipe, and that is what we call the water hammer. And because they're metal pipes, they tend to transmit that sound quite effectively all over the house. You know, we get calls from folks that are, it makes them so miserable because if somebody goes to the bathroom, you can hear it in the dining room during dinner, you know, because the pipes are making such a racket. So water hammer is one possibility, but because you also have a well, it might also be that what you're hearing is the well pump go on and off. Now, it shouldn't go on and off every time you run the water if you have an expansion tank near it. So the expansion tank basically holds the water, and then you sort of feed off of this tank when you draw water, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So I would just tell you to do a test. Have mom or you stand in one location, the other person near the well, and then run some faucets and turn them on and off and so on, and see if it is that the well is going on every time it draws water, because that's not supposed to happen. That's a lot of wear and tear on the well pump. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy, and if you had the right type of tank in there next to it, that could stop that from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be water hammer, and again, you can secure those pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers
hangers for that. Or in the worst case scenario, there's also a plumbing component called a water hammer arrestor, which you can think of as a shock absorber. And it goes on the end of some of those water pipelines and basically takes some of that excessive pressure and settles it down so it doesn't shake the pipe as much.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, when it comes to painting, the pros that do this every single day perfect their techniques over time, and then they develop a level of expertise that most of us who paint once in a while probably will never pick up. So we're going to share some of those pro painting secrets in today's pro project presented by Angie.
So let's start with a key element of any paint project, the primer. That is what makes sure the paint sticks, and it can also hide whatever you're trying to cover. So the pro trick is to tint that primer. You can choose a gray or a color that's similar to the finished paint, and compared to the plain white primer, it does a much better job of covering that existing paint color, so the finish coat will be more vibrant and may actually require fewer coats.
Now let's talk about the finish. Sometimes you end up with those ugly brush marks. So the secret there, you know, you want a finish that's free of lap and brush marks. You really need to add in a paint extender. And it's also called a paint conditioner. Mix that into the paint. Now this is going to do two things. First of all, it's going to slow down that paint's drying time. So it's going to give you a longer window to overlap those just painted areas without getting those ugly lap marks that can happen when you paint over a dried area and then it kind of darkens the color. So that's going to help you with that. Second, that paint extender is going to level out the paint, so brush strokes are virtually eliminated, or, you know, at least a little bit less obnoxious.
Now, if you want to protect your floors and your furniture, this one might kind of surprise you. I can tell you that pro painters don't use bed sheets as drop cloths, and neither should you. The thin sheets don't stop the splatters and spills from seeping through and onto your flooring, and the plastic will contain those spills, but it keeps the paint wet for a long time, so it usually ends up on your soles of your shoes, and then it gets tracked all over the place. So instead, you want to use canvas. It's the perfect combination because it's not slippery, and it will absorb splatters, but it's still good practice to wipe up big large spills so they don't bleed through.
Now, let's talk about keeping the paint on your brush. You want to get it on there, you want to keep it on there. There is a trick for that, too. Now, to get the most mileage out of a single fill-up and make fewer trips to the paint container, pros take a load-and-go approach. They're going to load the bottom about 1.5 inches of their brush with paint, tap against the side of their container to knock off all of those heavy drips, and then they start painting. Now, by contrast, homeowners often take a load and then sort of dump approach when it comes to dragging that loaded brush along the sides of their container. They wipe a lot of that paint off. I mean, it really doesn't do you any good to dunk that brush into the paint and then immediately get rid of it on the side.
And finally, let's talk about a trick for painter's tape. If you want to stop that paint from bleeding through, you need to do a thorough job of adhering the painting tape before you start. So after you apply the tape, just run a putty knife over the entire surface and press it down for a good seal. And that's today's pro project presented by Angie, where you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Now we've got Cody in Kansas on the line who has a sheetrock question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we're actually renovating our kitchen, and first renovation, we've never done this. We have wood paneling walls, and I'm wondering, can you sheetrock over the wood paneling? Do we need to do a complete tear down and tear it out before we sheetrock?
I mean, you could drywall on top of that, but I don't think it's a good idea. I think you're better off taking that those old wood walls down. You're going to get a much cleaner look when you're done, and I just don't think it's a good idea to have all that extra material in your wall.
Okay, should I go with quarter-inch drywall? Should I go with half-inch?
Is this regular paneling that's, like an eighth to a quarter of an inch thick?
Yes.
Yeah, that should come down fairly quickly. Once you pull the electrical cover plates off the boxes, you should be able to get that going at the seams and pull that right off. And then just lightly sand the walls if there's any imperfections there. And then you can apply new drywall on that. You could use probably, if you have existing drywall there, you could use 3/8-inch drywall as your second coat. And if you glued it, make sure you'll need fewer fasteners, but make sure you overlap the seams. So don't use the same exact seams as exist in the original wall. Does that make sense?
Yes. And the original wall, I believe, is the slat and plaster. It's not actual drywall.
Oh, plaster lath. Yeah, I would definitely go on top of that. I would not pull down the plaster lath. I've done that job both ways, and it's a lot cleaner if you just go over it. But keep in mind, you're going to have to extend the electrical boxes and perhaps trim around windows and doors and that sort of thing to compensate for the additional thickness.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, few home improvements bring more beauty and value to a home than adding a hardwood floor. We're going to have some tips on advances in hardwood flooring that's going to make this product easier to install next.
You live in a body pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing spread stone countertop refinishing kit, the TrackSafe anti-slip sealer, and the DieHard 100 garage floor kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we love home improvement, so what are you guys working on? Do you have a project that you'd love to tackle? Well, let us help. Call in your question now to 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie.
Yep, taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Do you enjoy woodworking, crafting, perhaps DIY projects? Of course you do. And we've got a great tool for you that we're giving away to one lucky listener. We've got an awesome Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun up for grabs. And it comes with a ton of staples that, I mean, you'll probably get through these in a long, long, long time. Tons of project. It's a compact staple gun. It's really easy to use. It can fire 30 staples or nails per minute. So you're going to tackle a lot in your project in one sort of session of using that gun. Now, it's got a battery life of up to 3 hours. So you can do dining chairs, headboards. You can put up molding, whatever you like. Small projects, big projects. This is a great tool for you. Perfect for crafting, woodworking, DIY stuff. It's worth $50, but it's going out to one lucky listener this hour.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement question, and you might just win. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mary in Florida is looking to make her kitchen bigger by taking away from her deck. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, I have a fairly small kitchen dining room area, and I was wanting to expand it. We have a patio deck. Deck's probably about 30 by 10 feet that's directly attached to it. There's glass sliding doors that's attached to it. We was wanting to find some way that we could enclose that and make that more of a off-season type area as opposed to a couple weeks out of the year. I didn't know if you had any suggestions, ideas.
All right, well, first of all, Mary, you can't take your deck and then sort of put four walls on it and a roof and call it an addition, because decks are not designed for that. They're not really part of the foundation of the home, and I've seen a lot of folks do exactly that, and ultimately, it catches up with you. Usually, if you try to sell the house or something of that nature, it doesn't meet the code requirements. It's just generally a bad idea. What you could do for that space to make it more of a year-round use might be to consider adding some heating or something of that nature, but it's always going to be an outdoor space. You can't take an outdoor deck and turn it into an indoor space. I mean, that's an addition. And you can't just put a door and some walls and a roof and some screening or whatever you're planning and call that now like an extension of your kitchen, because it just doesn't count. Okay. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, it used to be that unless hardwood was installed when a home was built, it was darn near impossible to add it after the fact. But today, the availability of durable pre-finished hardwood floors has made that totally doable and something that offers real value to a home, which is why you almost always see real estate agents calling out the hardwood floor in their listings and advertisements.
Yeah, you know, another benefit of hardwood flooring is that it doesn't trap dust and dirt like carpeting does, so it's really a lot better for those allergy sufferers out there. And they're also easier to maintain and going to last a lot longer than carpeting would. And if you think about it, they really are one of the longest lasting floors because you can sand them, you can refinish them, and you can do that process multiple times. It really just depends on the thickness of the floor itself.
And when it comes to installing that solid hardwood flooring, it can be installed on or above grade level, but not below grade like basements. For those areas, you want to use engineered hardwood. It's dimensionally stable, and it's not going to warp or twist. And finally, keep in mind that solid hardwood needs to fully acclimate before installation. So that means you buy it, you bring it into your house for a few days, and then you install it, and you'll be good to go with a beautiful new floor.
Scott in North Dakota is on the line with a water heater question. What's going on?
I got a cabin that we're going to remodel, and I was wondering if it's better to go with a tankless water heater or a tank one, because we got to drain everything in the winter. But I was kind of looking online and stuff, and the difference between them, and the tankless ones only raise it a certain amount of temperature, and up here the groundwater is usually about 40 degrees. So
first of all, we're talking about an electric water heater versus an electric tankless?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. I would definitely go with an electric water heater, and I would install that water heater on a timer so that you can control when it comes on and off, because, you know, especially being a vacation property, you're not going to want that on in the middle of the day. You're probably going to want to come on for a few hours in the morning and a few hours in the evening, and that will save you a lot of costs.
Well, great. Answered a lot of questions.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Scott. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Do you have questions? We know you do. Are they about your money pit? Then call us at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, where you're going to find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that we've been able to help you with some tips and ideas and solutions to your home improvement projects.
Alicia in South Carolina is getting ready to install a brand new AC and says, I'm getting ready to install a new central air conditioning system this year. How do I know what size to get for my 1,800 square foot single story home?
So there's a calculation that an HVAC contractor should do for you, Alicia, called the heat loss calculation, where they measure things like the thickness of the exterior wall, how many windows you have, like on the south and west side where you get a lot of sun. But generally speaking, you need 1 ton of air conditioning power for every 600 to 800 square feet of home. So I'm thinking an 1,800 square foot single family home in South Carolina where it's quite warm, you're probably looking at a 3 ton unit. But you do want to have the contractor do this heat loss calculation. If they look at you like they don't know what you're talking about, you're talking to the wrong contractor, because this is the way it's done. Because if they put in one that's too big, it's not good. You don't want to go too big. It's going to cost you more money, and it's going to waste a lot of money over time. So you want to make sure it's sized correctly. If it's too big, your air inside the house is going to be sort of dank and cold and damp, and your system is going to cycle, which means it's going to be on, off, and your bills will go through the roof. So get it done correctly, and you'll be very, very happy. And make sure that your new air conditioner is Energy Star certified.
And Alicia, make sure you do check with your utility company, because if you do go with an energy efficient one, there could be some rebates.
Well, it's almost picnic time, but don't let the inevitable stains that accompany all that outdoor eating ruin your fun. Leslie's got some quick fixes for stains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yep, you're right. You know, picnics, it's really a great summertime tradition. So why not get out there, enjoy yourselves, be outsides with your buddy, be smart, be socially distant, and, you know, enjoy some tasty foods. And inevitably, when it comes to eating outside, I know I'm like the clumsiest outside eater. So you're probably going to spill some stuff on yourself, just like I would. So if you've got barbecue sauce, maybe ketchup or mustard on your clothing or even the tablecloth, you want to flush the stain with cold water from the underside of the fabric. And then you want to blot with liquid laundry detergent and then sponge it with white vinegar, apply a stain treatment, and then launder it like normal, like you already would. And that should do the trick. Now, if it's blueberries or strawberries, which is a true summer staple, those berry stains can be kind of stubborn. So you want to mix a tablespoon of white vinegar with a half a teaspoon of liquid laundry detergent and then a quart of water and let the fabric soak in that mixture for 15 minutes and then launder as usual. Soft drinks, I feel like the soda stains those white t-shirts the kids wear are super bad. So you want to sponge that stain with cool water or even soak it for 30 minutes in cool water if you can and pre-treat with stain remover before you launder as usual. Now grass stains, you got kids, they're going to end up with grass stains. So here's what you do. You need to pre-treat your stained clothing with a pre-wash stain remover that contains enzymes, because the enzyme is what's going to break down the grass in the clothing. And then go ahead and launder using the hottest water that's safe for that fabric. And that should do the trick. And if you follow these things, guys, you know, you can definitely get your clothes in tip-top shape or keep that picnic blanket ready to go for the next time. Now, it's all great. Get out there. Enjoy yourselves. Don't be afraid to make a mess because we can help you figure out how to get rid of it.
I bet you got this down to a science with two boys, right?
Oh, my goodness. They're such a disaster. And with my kids, there's also ice cream and all kinds of stuff. They're just messy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when it rains, it pours. And if you've got a rainwater collection system at your house, you can actually use those downpours to help hydrate your yard during future dry spells. We'll tell you what you need to know to get it done on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Democrats will lose a lot of support if they manage to enact their progressive agenda. That according to the House Minority Whip.
Louisiana Republican Representative Steve Scalise says what it comes down to is
they are radicals and America is still a center-right nation.
Scalise says the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is one example of the public growing wary now of Biden policies. He says it won't be the last.
If they try to pack the court, that will break through as an issue that people say, wait a minute.
Scalise tells the Salem Radio Network the whole country can see President Biden falling short of his own promise to work with Republicans, preferring instead to placate the more radical elements of the Democratic Party. Bob Agnew reporting.
United States and China, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to curb climate change. This comes just days before President Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss the issue. Worldwide coronavirus deaths have topped the 3 million mark. For the latest on the story, here's Karen Chamas.
In Brazil, deaths are as high as about 3,000 a day, accounting for one quarter of the lives lost worldwide in recent weeks. Brazilian pastor Jorge da Silva says COVID has taken over Brazil. Now we don't talk anymore about cancer, AIDS or heart problems. Now we only talk about COVID. It's the plague of nations. The whole world is trapped by COVID. The situation is similarly dire in India, where cases spiked in February after weeks of steady decline, taking authorities by surprise. Ambulances rushed through New Delhi as India's capital observed a curfew in an attempt to slow the rising rate of coronavirus cases. In a surge driven by variants of the virus, India saw over 180,000 new infections in one 24-hour span during the past week, bringing the total number of cases to over 13.9 million. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can always find the best news and the best analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Federal regulators have issued a warning for owners of treadmills made by Peloton.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission warns people with children and pets to immediately stop using Peloton treadmills. The commission says it's received reports of children and a pet being pulled, pinned, and entrapped under the rear roller. That's resulted in fractures, scrapes, and the death of one child. However, Peloton says the warning is inaccurate and misleading. It says there's no reason to stop using the treadmill as long as children and pets are kept away from it at all times. The company adds the treadmill should be turned off when not in use and the safety key removed. I'm Ben Thomas.
Burlington, Vermont's banning the use of loud gas-powered leaf blowers. A phased-in ban approved by the city council this past week mandates moving to quieter electric-powered leaf blowers by the next May. Breaking news at townhall.com. New York City police have been preparing for a nearly year for possible protests in the Big Apple after the verdict comes down in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minnesota.
Police say they have been training officers, reviewing tactics, and performing tabletop exercises. The NYPD took heat after the George Floyd protest last summer led to violent clashes between cops and protesters, with police specifically criticized for being overly aggressive. Commissioner Dermot Che says they are getting everybody prepared for any direction this may go. Patrick Frost reporting.
Nearly 3,000 workers at a Volvo truck plant in Southwest Virginia have gone on strike. The decision by the local of the United Auto Workers comes after a 30-day contract extension came and went without a new deal. Union is looking for improvements to wages, job security, and benefits. Volvo says the 1.6 million square foot Dublin plant is the largest manufacturer of Volvo tractor trailer trucks in the world. More news at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Jim Pack, thanks to all the affiliates joining this fund. We're going to be following the latest things coming from Capitol Hill. We know the president met with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus yesterday. He was measured on his tone about what happened in Minneapolis, Brooklyn Center, to be specific. He was measured, unlike Barack Obama, who was quick to lash out and talk about reimagining the police. Speaker Boehner will be on us on our show at the bottom of the hour. Read almost his entire book, almost just got to get the last 10 pages. I'll probably be able to do that in the break. It's called On the House, a Washington memoir. And then yesterday, the huge news. There's a big pause on Johnson & Johnson as a vaccine. Man, as many are online to get it. Dr. Marty Makary weighs in on what really happened behind the scenes, so let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You remember where you're at on September 11th, 2001. Our military told President Biden that if you withdraw all of our forces, Al-Qaeda and ISIS will come roaring back. He rejected that advice. Afghanistan is going to deteriorate pretty rapidly. He's paving the way for another 9/11.
Huge mistake. President Biden says we're leaving Afghanistan, tells us the day, and says it's not conditions-based. 20 years, we just hand the country back to the Taliban. Is that in our best interest? I say no.
Number two.
All 50 states have agreed to stop using Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine for now. More than 7.2 million Americans have received the one-dose shot, and at least six of them have developed serious blood clots. The CDC and the FDA say the condition appears to be extremely rare.
Right, so why are we doing it? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question. The FDA stuns the world by pausing the J&J vaccine. Is this really 6 or 7 cases out of 7 million cases? Will the single shot come back online soon? And why Michigan Republicans rebuked the CDC, who told them to lock down? I don't blame them.
Number one.
She did not have to even tase this young man. It was a misdemeanor warrant. They always seem to do the most engaging, the most excessive use of force when it's a marginalized minority. When it's black people, they seem to engage in the most excessive force.
Well, it was a mistake, and that Benjamin Krupp at it again. Arrests made, resignation submitted, and irresponsible statements from prominent officials dominate in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. After the shooting death of Dante Wright, we're going to get the facts and widespread violence that followed. We'll bring it all to you. But right now, let's welcome in from Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, Dr. Marty Makary, a Fox News contributor and surgeon and a professor of health policy there. Dr. Makary, always great to have you on. Were you shocked by that news, or did you sense something was up with the J&J vaccine?
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, I was blown away. Brian, we won't have penicillin if they use this criteria. We won't have any antibiotics. We won't have Tylenol. I mean, whatever happened to letting doctors and patients make their decisions based on the risk out there? I think it was reasonable to pause the use, but do it in the small subgroup of people who developed the complication, where those six complications developed. How about letting the rest of the country decide whether or not they want to accept a 1 in 7 million risk, which, you know, in a health emergency, when we're supply constrained, maybe a risk some people would like to take.
I would think so. But, you know, my question whether I know everything. For example, I watched the press conference, I read the reports, and I see the quote from the FDA. They say, right now, there are adverse events appear to be extremely rare. CDC will convene a meeting at the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices on Wednesday, that's today, on further review these cases and assess their potential significance. I worry about the long-term effects. For example, if you say to me, okay, good news, no big deal, those people who are on the bubble, Dr. Makary, are going to go, you could keep your vaccine. I'm going to take my chances on my own.
I feel like I'm in the car with someone driving 100 miles an hour and then slams the brakes on and almost kills us from they think they saw something. Look, the one person who died, that's a real complication. It looks to be associated. And we generally think that the adenovirus vector vaccines, that is the Oxford one that's not in the U.S. yet, but it's been in Europe, and this J&J one, they're different from the mRNA Pfizer Moderna vaccines. And it's recognized they're going to cause inflammation that could lead to a clot in a rare instance. So it's not that surprising. But the way that they're shifting around and we're getting whiplash, they're trying to help with vaccine hesitancy by running ads at NASCAR, you know, trying to reach Republicans. Yeah. I mean, they're doing that. You know, Jen Psaki's talking about doing that. And then we get this kind of, oh, we're going to shut the entire thing down. I mean, what are people supposed to believe?
Right. I want you to hear. So this is shedding more light on this. This doctor was on CBS this morning, Dr. Vivek Murthy. Let's listen. Cut 13.
What's different about these blood clots is they're not the average run-of-the-mill blood clot that we hear about all the time. These are an unusual type of clot that occurs when your levels of platelets or cells that help with clotting in the blood are actually low as well. And in that situation, you don't treat with the usual blood thinners, like heparin, for example, that you typically give in the hospital. That requires a very different treatment. And in fact, if you give the conventional treatment, you can worsen the situation. So this is why we wanted to have a chance to communicate openly with people. Mm-hmm. But remember this, these pauses are actually common when new vaccines and drugs are rolled out. So this is not unusual.
So that's a Surgeon General, I should say. So did you learn anything from that?
No, I mean, we've known that this is a different type of blood clot. This is 1 in 7 million people, Dr. Murthy. That's the only thing. He's a good guy. I know him. But when you're talking about something that rare and you perseverate, I don't get it. I mean, I know doctors that don't prescribe insulin properly. I'm not going to put a hold on insulin in the United States until they, you know, are properly schooled on how to use it. It's just disproportionate. And I think it shows a broader problem, Brian, of how the FDA is disconnected from what's happening on the ground in the world. You know, it's a different story. When you're rationing a life-saving vaccine, you don't do things like this you don't tell everybody not to take it. You tell people, women of childbearing age, to not take it.
How about AstraZeneca? How is this different from AstraZeneca, where some countries just, I'm not bringing it back, some did? Where are we at with that?
Yeah, so again, that does cause blood clots, and there have been rare deaths from it, and we've seen that in Europe. Now, we're learning now why the U.S. never approved the Oxford-AstraZeneca one, because remember, they stopped that whole trial because one person had a complication in the U.K. They stopped that whole trial in the middle of the pandemic, and it's like, okay, you know what? 2,000 Americans were dying a day, and you're stopping a life-saving vaccine to investigate one adverse event. It's just disconnected. And you know what? The UK approved it in December. We still haven't. And the UK is at herd immunity. They've got 64% of their adult population vaccinated, and their deaths now are around a dozen, coming down from, you know, 1,200-1,400 a day. They basically won. They have a smarter FDA over there than we do.
Dr. McCarry, yeah, they certainly said they were quick to okay it too. Dr. McCarry, let me ask some. I understand the way it works. So if something happens to me, and I take AstraZeneca, for example, and something happens to me, my family could sue, but not in this case. Didn't the government absorb liability on all these?
They did, although there's a separate legal system within our judiciary. Not many people know about it. It's like a vaccine court. It's a dedicated court system. So liability has stopped manufacturers from making vaccines in the past. It's a terrible byproduct of our litigious society. That was carved out, which is why we saw tremendous scientific progress. And I don't think many people saw, but this morning Moderna said, hey, we're coming out with a vaccine using mRNA for HIV. And for CMV and other herpes viruses. I mean, that is going to be a major step forward. And it's not a scientific feat. It's a feat in overcoming litigious America.
So interesting. So something else struck me. And I saw this when President Trump was president, and I'm seeing it now with President Biden. You have the CDC and the scientists make statements, and they walk it back the next day. And now we see the CDC came out last week and said, if you have been vaccinated, you cannot transfer the virus, so therefore you don't need to wear a mask. They have walked that back. What changed?
Maybe they had a bad day. Maybe they talked to somebody who, you know, had a positive test after vaccination. You know, one of the 1 in 50,000 people who may have a positive asymptomatic test after. I don't know. I mean, the kind of back and forth whiplash again, it's hurting credibility. And people are wondering why we're seeing the deaths and hospitalizations plummet as cases persist. The reason is because young people are getting the infection now. They're low risk. They're getting it. And they have probably have no more they don't give much credibility to the medical establishment anymore. The medical establishment has probably lost all credibility. CDC lost a lot of credibility with young people. That's why we saw a lot of people get infected in the last few weeks among teenagers and those in their 20s.
Are you pro getting vaccinated from 16 up, 14 up, 12 up? Where do you stand?
Yeah, I think a 12 and 14-year-old is physiologically similar to an adult. So as long as the virus is circulating, I think that's a good idea, assuming that trial is going to get approved by the FDA. Now, we don't have to guess what things are going to look like in a month or two from now. All we have to do is, you know, block out all the TV doctors you see on all these, you know, CNN and other, and look at what's happening in Israel and the UK. Once you hit 50% of the adult population vaccinated, and then there's about a 2 to 2.5 week period for that, all that vaccination immunity to kick in your body. You see numbers plummet, not just among adults, but among unvaccinated kids. And the reason is there's a conferred immunity. So that's what's happening in Israel. That will happen here. If we don't have a lot of circulating virus, I don't know what we're trying to protect kids from at that point.
Absolutely. And I thought I'd bring you into this a little bit. You know, the cases are surging in the upper Midwest, especially Michigan. So the CDC director said, I recommend you shut it down in Michigan. The Republican members of the congressional delegation spoke out and said they will not be doing that. Who's right?
Well, the people right are the many doctors in the United States that have said, don't close things down. Send more vaccines there when you saw the outbreak 4 weeks ago. I mean, we saw this coming. And instead of saying, hey, we got to swing vaccine capacity to Michigan because they've got an outbreak among young people. And instead of saying, hey, we got to focus on first doses, which is the winning strategy that got UK to herd immunity, you had comments of impending doom. Okay, that was our response from our CDC. And, you know, deep inside, I bet you Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, thinks we should be swinging vaccine there and thinks we should be focusing on first doses. I believe deep in my heart she agrees with the many doctors now saying that, but she's only reading speeches that the White House approves, so she really can't upset her bosses, you know, lest we might save more lives.
Unbelievable. I want you to hear Dr. Fauci this weekend.
Eating and drinking indoors in restaurants and bars, is that okay now?
No, it's still not okay for the simple reason that the level of infection, the dynamics of infection in the community are still really disturbingly high. And if you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks.
What's with him?
I don't know, Brian, but if he doesn't start smiling or being positive, I think people are going to write him off really quickly, because right now we're on the brink of some really good stuff happening in late April and May. Depends on the part of the country you live in. And I can tell you, as a doctor taking care of transplant patients that are immunosuppressed, if you just scold them and tell them what they can't do all the time, they're going to be totally defiant, and you're going to lose and you're going to lose your connection with them. You're going to have no credibility. Instead, you've got to be in step with what people are going to do. You've got to listen to them. You've got to, instead of telling them what not to do, understand what they're going to do anyway and tell them how to do that safely.
We're eating indoors. We have been eating indoors. You know, there's 15 states without even mask mandates. And now he says, well, I don't want you eating indoors. Come on. It's been over a year. We get it. Look, unbelievable.
If you've been vaccinated, live your life. Okay, give it 4 weeks for the vaccine to kick in and live your life, please.
Right. Well, willing to take a risk. Explain it to us. Dr. Marty Makary, thanks so much.
Good to see you, Brian.
All right. We come back, your turn. 1-866-408-7669. Then I talk to Speaker John Boehner He's got a great book out. I found it very interesting, but I also had some problems with it, and we'll discuss all of that. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles, y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis, et du vivant too.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
This is Fox on Justice. The Garden State is the 14th in the country to legalize recreational marijuana, but the law's provision about minors using pot is catching a lot of criticism. Recreational use is legalized for people 21 or older, like alcohol. But under this new law, police who catch minors with marijuana or alcohol are prohibited from notifying parents if it's a first-time offense. State lawmakers have drafted legislation to reverse this. John Bramnick is the Assembly's minority leader. In a statement to Fox Business, he calls the original law the, quote, dumbest piece of legislation in the history of Trenton. Governor Phil Murphy has said he would support this new measure to notify parents. Regulations controlling the sale of legalized pot are forthcoming. First recreational sale is not expected for another 6 months. Meanwhile, the Tax Foundation estimates sales from the recreational pot will generate about $180 million in revenue. Lydia Hu, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Demian Bashir, who can be seen in two films right now, Robin Wright's directorial debut Land and the monster mashup movie Godzilla vs. Kong. I asked him about this great variety of projects.
Actors, we love that. We love to transit, you know, from one genre to another and from one extreme to another, from a different character to an entirely different character. And I'm just lucky to have been able to do that with great films and now with this franchise.
We also discussed how making the special effects-driven Godzilla vs. Kong feels like multiple films within one project.
We go through different phases of the process, because when you read the script for the first time, so your imagination is already there, you know, imagining everything that you're reading. And then there's another film when you shoot it. And then there's another film when you watch it. And so it's a roller coaster of beautiful different emotions that you go through. And the final result is like the cherry on the cake.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The NFL doesn't have that exception. The NBA doesn't have that exception. Somehow those sports leagues manage to do just fine. But baseball gets this very special carve-out of corporate welfare from Washington. They don't have to play by the same rules everybody else does. And if they're going to play partisan enforcer, they shouldn't expect to see special goodies from Washington when they are dishonestly acting to favor one party against the other and doing so in a way that is hurting thousands of small businesses in the city of Atlanta.
Senator Ted Cruz will join Senator Mike Lee, Senator Josh Hawley in trying to set the antitrust exemption from baseball because they seem to have picked sides, Democratic sides, picking up and moving the All-Star game over to Colorado. Ryan's in Pearl River, New York. Hey, Ryan.
All right, Brian, in America, the last time conservatives got together, they threw Jane Fonda off the Wheaties box. Conservatives never get together, and they don't boycott anything. If you boycott, that's how you win. The left does it. They've been doing it for years to us, and they have no trouble embarrassing anybody. And as far as antitrust, forget about it. They're not taking away. Every several years, you hear somebody rattle a cage. They're going to take the antitrust laws away from the base. Basically, baseball ain't ever going to happen. Those guys get all the nice seats during the World Series. Don't let them kid you. Now, as far as the vaccine is concerned, keep in mind, folks, a lot of good things will come out of this vaccine when it comes to development, research, and everything. New treatments will come out for other diseases, too, out of this, too. Let's keep that in mind. We know the country last year went through a shock, right? We were shocked to heck last March, and we're basically coming out of it now. The country's coming out. A lot of people are not frightened, but some people are very frightened. They don't want to be in crowds. They don't want to be anywhere. But we have to let our technology kick in, and we have to realize too and give the people a say. There is no long-term research on this because it's brand new, this vaccine. We have to see what happens. Let's really hope for the best, but also let's face the facts. China is responsible for this disease and virus coming here. Their feet have to be held to the fire.
Absolutely.
And they have to be sued. They have to be sued.
By everybody.
The families that lost people. Right, exactly. And the people who lost people because of this disease and this vaccine should be compensated. That is what should be take place. When conservatives represent middle of America, they'll get middle America.
Ryan, I hear your passion. I like the optimism. Frank, WTRW in Pennsylvania. Frank.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Listen, so I just got to say, I love you on the radio, love you on TV, but I'll get to the point. I don't really understand why the battle cry is get rid of cops. I don't understand why community leaders of whoever, black and brown folks or whatever the case may be, why aren't they telling their constituents don't resist arrest as a means by not to get shot? Because think about it. We see 9 minutes or 7 minutes of Floyd resisting arrest. We don't see, we don't see the 22 minutes of a resisting arrest.
I hear you. I talked to a lot of cops over the last few days. They're not the problem. You'd always modify training. Let's do it. But to defund them, you're slitting your own throat.
Presents podcasts. Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Fox's The Resident star Malcolm Jamal Warner, who joined us from set.
You know, since the pandemic, coming in season four, it's just been especially rewarding because we get a chance to highlight and represent the healthcare workers and the frontline workers who really are the real-life superheroes.
Warner is also enjoying playing a character like AJ, a.k.a. the Raptor.
You know, the thing that I've always been attracted to about AJ is his candor, you know, his arrogance, his being brash, not caring what people think about him, all of the things that I don't allow myself to be in real life.
Audiences have gotten to know AJ well, including through meeting his family and the Raptor Mina love story. Much awaits Minotaur in the spring premiere.
It's more letting down his guard and letting people in to an extent, and then finally having the unrequited love turned back to him now. He's just really in a wonderful place.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter, called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engine's throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl atomic power station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. For people without health insurance, there's a low-cost option for routine care, an online marketplace where a high-priced MRI can become affordable. David Goldhill is CEO of Sesame, which operates in several cities as well as through telemedicine.
If you're willing to pay upfront and directly are looking at somewhere between $275 and $450. For telemedicine appointments, which will often see priced as little as $25 or $35.
Patients get the price before seeing the doctor. Radiologist Kirsten Dickerson says that's helpful for doctors.
You know, this is money the same week, not, you know, 6 to 8 weeks down the line, like with the, you know, the traditional insurers.
Goldhill says a service like Sesame is not just for the uninsured.
Most of our customers actually do have coverage, just the deductibles are so high. Or...
While Sesame vets the doctors on its site, patients can decide if a provider is a good fit for them. Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I now pass this gavel and the sacred trust that goes with it to the new speaker. God bless you, Speaker Boehner.
We gather here today at a time of great challenges. Hard work and tough decisions will be required of the 112th Congress. No longer can we fall short. No longer can we kick the can down the road. The people voted to end business as usual, and today we begin to carry out their instructions.
But what happened from there makes a great book on the House, a Washington memoir. A look back and a look forward from that moment of the life of John Boehner. It is now raging up and just permanently camped around the top spot on Amazon. It's surely going to break out probably number one in the New York Times list. John Boehner, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Brian, it's good to be with you, and it's been a while since I've been on your radio show.
I know. It's been too long. We did get a chance to speak on television yesterday as your book debuted. First off, on that moment, can you reflect on that moment again? Do you remember everything about it?
Which moment are we talking about?
When I bumped in, and I bumped in with you accepting the gavel from Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House.
Oh, yes. I remember it very vividly. It was a great day. I was doing my best to not to be my teary-eyed self, and I was holding it together real well, and I looked to my left on the Republican side of the aisle, and I saw my three best buddies, Tom Latham from Iowa, Richard Burr from North Carolina, and Saxby Chambliss from Georgia, both of them in the Senate, and that was it. Tears started.
Before I get to News of the Day, everyone keeps talking about the News of the Day and this more sensational part of your book. I want to go through what brought you there. And first off, growing up. How did growing up in a big family affect who you became? Because it's easy, I imagine. I grew up with three, but you grew up with how many brothers and sisters?
12 of us.
So did you sense early on to stand out you had to do something special?
No, not at all. I was just a regular kid, a second oldest of this clan of 12, and I was just one of them. Probably learned more growing up in my dad's bar, but you know, growing up in a big family, you have to learn to get along with each other, get things done together as a family. Growing up in my dad's bar, I learned two critical lessons. One is the art of being able to disagree without being disagreeable.
Right.
Because that drunk at the end of the bar was going to be sitting there all night. You don't want to fight with him. And the other lesson I learned was you had to deal with every jackass that walked in the door. Trust me, those two lessons probably did more to help me as speaker than anything else.
It's kind of interesting, too, because my dad and my grandfather owned a bar. And we did, every time there was a turnover, every time there was a big event, we would always be in there. And whether it had the little Evel Knievel guy that would jump over the piles of rubble or beer cans, you always try to blend in. And the age was 18 back then. So he had a younger crowd, and it was a fascinating time. You get some real personalities behind the bar and in front of the bar. And those end up being friends for your life, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I started going to my dad's bar when I was about, 8 or 9 years old. Every Saturday morning, I went down to the bar to mop floors, do dishes, cook. Wash dishes, clean out the garbage cans, wash the windows, all for $2 a day. Not $2 an hour, but $2 for the day. It was a real lesson.
Right, and when your older brother went to the military, I think you felt like so you had to take control. When your parents used to go in front of the television and relax at the end of the day, you would be the one saying, clean this up, clean that up, and always a sense of command. You also say the reason why you never got overwhelmed by the chaos on the floor is because you grew up with a lot of noise in your house, in your family. But it was the first local job that you got in politics was what?
I was a township trustee in Westchester, Ohio. I was president of our homeowners association. I was in the packaging and plastics business, owned a sales and marketing company, and got involved in our homeowners association. And I became president in 1980 and suggested to them that we as a homeowners association ought to take a more active role in our community instead of just our own neighborhood. And the board looked around and said, that's a great idea. Go ahead. And then one thing led to another. Next thing you know, I'm running for township trustee. I never thought I'd run for any public office in my life. I got in this race, and if I was going to be in the race, I certainly wasn't going to lose. And I knocked on every door in our township, every single door, lost about 10 or 15 pounds in the process. But it was a real great experience. And then I went on to serve in the State House and to serve 25 years in the Congress.
pretty amazing, too. You mentioned you were a heavy kid early on, or when you were younger, and smoking helped get the weight off, too, right?
Yeah, I was 273 pounds at one point. I was about 20 years old, and I decided, all right, I was an ex-jock. I was eating like I was a jock, but I wasn't doing all the working out that I used to do. And so anyway, I decided I was going to eat three reasonable meals a day. And in between meals, I thought I was hungry, I'd have a cigarette. And anyway, I gave up one bad habit for another.
Right. So you got in shape. You also mentioned, I just want to touch on this, because I did a book, The Games You Can. I talked about all the successful people who don't become pros but played sports. And without sports, they don't become who they were. And I actually did Denny Hastert as a wrestling coach. You mentioned him. Sadly, he was disgraced. But you mentioned Jerry Faust, a very well-known coach, a Mueller legend, high school legend, maybe the best high school coach ever. And he went on to Notre Dame, where he got national notoriety, didn't have that success. But even though John Boehner wasn't the next incursion of Herschel Walker, he made a huge impression on your life. And he continued even after you played. Can you tell us the last time you spoke to him and what he meant to you early on?
Well, Coach Faust was like a lot of coaches I had. I played every team sport there was growing up. And but when I got to Mueller High School, Faust understood that while he wanted to win football games, he also knew he had a responsibility to take these young men who were playing for him and turn them into men. And so it wasn't just about football. I mean, he was on us all day, every day, about everything it took to take a young man and turn him into a man of Mueller.
So it made a huge impression, and that's why you're a fighter. You don't get your feelings hurt easy. If you're a football coach, if you're a football player that's been yelled at a lot, it's really going to be hard to rattle you because of an article or because somebody on the other side of the aisle. So as you move forward in your career, you make a dent, and you make it clear you want to be among leadership. And one of the first things you did is realize they got this congressional bank. You want to have direct deposit, but you want to use your bank. They say, no, no, that's not the way it works, Congressman. We have a bank here in Congress. And then you suddenly realize this is a little bit of a problem going on here, and I don't care if my colleagues like me or not. I'm going to unearth it.
Well, you know, I wasn't some great big sleuth. I didn't want an account at the House Bank. I didn't know anybody had problems in the House Bank, but they told me I couldn't get paid if I didn't have an account at the House Bank. And so anyway, I had an account at the House Bank. And, you know, about 9 months later, I was reading USA Today. You know, it was in the lower left-hand column of page six or something about the General Accounting Office doing their annual audit of the House Bank. And they found out that in 1990, there were 8,226 bounced checks. And I thought to myself, what the hell is that all about? And so I began to ask a few of the senior members about this, and I suddenly see people's faces turn white. Well, you know, I can smell BS a mile away. And so I got a group of my fellow freshmen Republicans, and we demanded some answers. And make a long story short, they didn't want to have to deal with this. They'd been around for 168 years. After 4 days of 7 freshman Republicans doing radio, TV, doing the print journalist, they closed the House Bank. And we were not very popular people, I can tell you that.
But it would let people know that you're going to be a force. And to not go over the whole book now, because on the House, we're talking to Speaker Boehner, it talks about how you got there, because a lot of people didn't know how you got there, including me. Hemmer probably did, because he knew you from Ohio. But I want to go to a moment that really changed. And you end up emerging with this guy named Newt Gingrich. And do you remember this moment?
With faith and with friendship and the deepest respect, you are now my speaker. And let the great debate begin. I now have the high honor and distinct privilege to present to the House of Representatives our new speaker, the gentleman from Georgia, Newt Gingrich.
Where were you, and when did you realize this brilliant guy who's your friend probably was not going to be lasting long on the top spot?
Well, just before that moment when Dick Ephart gave the gavel to Newt Gingrich, I had actually, on behalf of the Republican members, had nominated Newt to be our candidate for Speaker. It was one of the high moments of my early parts of my career. But my relationship with Gingrich went back to right after I was elected. And I was a member of the Conservative Opportunity Society. I worked closely with Gingrich and others to advance conservative principles. And somewhere, I guess it was probably around 1993 or so, I went to Newt and said, listen, I think you got a real shot at being Speaker. How about if I put some people together that you can meet with every so often, and I kind of go over the things you need to do to be Speaker. And it turned out to be about five of us that would meet with Newt from time to time and give him a little advice. And so I was really proud of Newt. He's a wonderful man. You know, we all have assets. We all have liabilities. While Newt was brilliant, sometimes working with him was like working next to a tornado. You never knew what was going to fly out of Newt and hit you upside the head. But it was a great experience.
You told him, get better ties. Hey, Newt, you got to smile with people when you see them. They're looking at you in the eye. You're looking straight ahead. You got to start working. And he's the one who called you up and said, John, when it looked like things were going south and he couldn't hold on to the position, what do you think I should do? You go, I think you got to leave. And he called you up again. He goes, I think you got to leave. It was just time.
I said to Newt, that was right after the 1998 election. I said, Newt, I just think that you've led the team as far as you can lead it. I just don't think you're going to have the votes in January to get elected Speaker. And, you know, after 2 days of this, he made, I think, the right decision and moved on.
So, Speaker Boehner, you on him today. So you become Speaker. But one thing you did say about that time, you wish you did not go ahead with the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I think looking back, we all learned a lesson that while I think he perjured himself, I think he violated the law. I think it was an impeachable offense. But the American people didn't support impeachment. And I think we all learned a lesson. At the end of the day, it's the people who rule the Congress and not the Congress ruling the people.
Absolutely. So that goes forward. Now, how does that relate to today with Nancy Pelosi? You say on some level, unless I'm misinterpreting the book, that you don't think she should have pursued the impeachment, and she knew it, on Donald Trump when it came to the Iranian phone call.
That is correct. She tried to keep them from going there. If you go back and look at early 2017, mid 2017, she tried to hold this off because she knew impeachment was certainly not popular. But at the end of the day, a lesson that all leaders learn is that a leader without followers is simply a man taking a walk, and in this case, a woman taking a walk. And so her members were running in a different direction, and she had no choice but to jump out in front of them and allow the impeachment to go ahead.
And it did. And next thing you know, looking back now, when you analyze the whole Russia mess that took place over 2.5 years that marred President Trump's administration, where did that come from? Was that intentionally come up with to make sure he wasn't successful? You say there's no swamp, but isn't that proof there is one?
Well, I don't believe in the swamp or the deep state, but I have to tell you that what we've learned out of the Justice Department and the FBI is just, it really is beyond beyond my imagination that we could have people in those positions of trust act the way they acted. And I'm hopeful that we'll get to the bottom of this with this Durham investigation because it's critically important for the future of our country to have people, for people to have trust in the institutions of our government.
Do you also believe that Donald Trump is probably the only one you know that could have withstand that type of blizzard of information and attacks and investigation and stress?
Oh, yeah, no question. He could put up with it. He did. You know, there's a lot of things that the President Trump did that I was very proud of. And certainly his policies that he put in place were good. And his ability to withstand this withering assault, and not just from the Justice Department, the FBI, but the left-wing media were frankly even worse.
Here's a little of one of the moments that will stand out, for obviously for me, for you, and for the country. Cut 31.
Americans rightly feel uneasy about the economic conditions here at home, worried about their own economic security, and probably wondering about their tax dollars being put at risk. I think all of us realize that a collapse in our financial markets would be felt by families, seniors, and small businesses around our country. Their paychecks would shrink.
This would lead to you deciding, along with Democrats and led by the President George W. Bush, a man you still call your friend, to come up with TARP that was entirely paid back. But the bitterness you felt towards your own Republicans because they pushed back and said we should not be bailing out the banks. Is that a moment that you think about a lot back in 2008?
Well, I don't think about it a lot, but I never had one doubt that I was doing the right thing for the country and still don't. We were very close to every credit card being shut down, every ATM being shut down, Americans being locked out of their jobs and locked out of their money as well. I mean, it was a very tense and tragic moment. And when my Republican colleagues wouldn't come along and help pass TARP, I was very disappointed.
And you were angry. John Boehner, we're just scratching the surface on your great book, On the House, a Washington Memoir. Appreciate it. Congratulations on it. We've got to have you back and finish up this story. If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Boss, pick up is at 7? Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music.
Back on the train again.
Chrissy Hynde fans won't be doing any page turning anytime soon if they're expecting the Pretender singer to put out another book. I'm posting on her Facebook page that she started to write Reckless Part 2 last year, but abandoned those plans, saying she thought about it for 5 minutes and thought, really? Who gives a blank? Her first memoir, Reckless, My Life as a Pretender, came out in 2015, which chronicled her journey from childhood in Akron, Ohio, to the 70s punk scene of London. Hynde recently turned her attention to another project after being inspired by Bob Dylan's latest album, Rough and Rowdy Ways, and recorded an 8-part series of Dylan covers and said she may even perform them with her guitarist acoustically in a small club somewhere, saying, if we can make it work, we might pull up in your town, jump off the train, and play in the smallest venue you've got, then be on our way. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Tom Hugh Jones, the executive producer of Fox's new wildlife documentary, Malika, the Lion Queen, narrated by Angela Bassett. The story is based on the lionesses of South Africa's Kruger National Park.
I was watching The Lion King with my kids and knowing a bit about lions and also feeling the current climate with empowerment of women, it just suddenly struck me that this story isn't really the right story, and the true story about lions and their success is really based around the lionesses and the pride and the way they work together.
He says many months went into capturing this incredible footage.
We took a more narrative approach in a first person. So the narration is from Malika's point of view. And so everything we filmed and showed, we tried to capture it as if she was observing it or experiencing it.
Hugh Jones also hopes Malika's journey can be a starting point.
I hope people come away with a sense of how hard it is for animals to survive in the wild.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A couple of breaking news items. First off, on the Derek Chauvin trial, this show we've been talking to Alan Dershowitz about it. It turns out George Floyd's key witness for the defense is requested not to testify. Not good news. Also, the Vice President of the United States, who has thumbed her nose at the president and America after she was assigned the border and the illegal immigration streaming in our southern border, just made one phone call in 22 days since she got the assignment, and that was to Mexico, and that's it, has now said she will travel to Guatemala and Mexico amid criticism over the border crisis. Finally, she's assigned to do her job. Some speculate she was given a grenade when she got the assignment. Not if you're a leader and want to be president. You welcome these big challenges. You say, bring them on, because I can handle anything. You don't say, a little bit too much, there's too much chance for failure. Is anyone successful by doing that? Never. And when a president asks a vice president to do something, you do it. Mike Pence, Al Gore, Dick Cheney, perfect examples. I've never seen anything like it. Let's see if she can pull this one out of the fire. I doubt it.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group, non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being exposed to paraquat or other similar herbicides. Paraquat is a chemical commonly used by farmers and those that work with or apply herbicides. Residences near agricultural sites are also at risk for exposure. Scientific research showed that exposure to paraquat close to a residence increased Parkinson's disease risk by 75%. Numerous additional studies confirm the link between paraquat and increased risk for Parkinson's. In fact, paraquat has been banned or limited for use in many other countries around the world. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with Parkinson's after being exposed to paraquat or other herbicides and suffered side effects, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us today at 800-291-6344. Our experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you, and you'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-291-6344. Again, that's 800-291-6344.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hard-hit House Republicans are discussing forming a new conclave.
A policy platform for the group, which calls itself the America First Caucus, declares that, quote, America is a nation with a border and a culture strengthened by the common respect for uniquely Anglo-Saxon political traditions. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tweeted Friday that the Republican Party is not the party of, quote, nativist dog whistles, in an apparent response to the document. McCarthy wrote, America is built on the idea that we are all created equal and success is earned through honest, hard work, and it isn't built on identity, race, or religion. Members of the House Freedom Caucus agreed. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
At a vigil attended by more than 200 people at an Indianapolis park Saturday evening, some members of the city's tight-knit Sikh community joined with city officials in calling for gun reforms as they mourn the deaths of four Sikhs who were among the eight people killed Thursday night in a mass shooting at a FedEx warehouse. Department stores have become an endangered species.
Even as the economy shows signs of recovering, the effects of the coronavirus may have doomed traditional department stores. The rise of online shopping prompted nearly 200 department stores to close in 2020, and 800 more are expected to shut their doors between now and 2025, mirroring the bankruptcies of Belk, JCPenney, and Lord & Taylor, among others. Ken Lorman reporting.
At least 25 people were hurt when a floor collapsed early Saturday morning during a massive party at a two-story house near the University of Georgia. Athens-Clarke County police estimated some 500 people were at the party when the first floor of the home collapsed into a crawl space. Injuries ranged from cuts and scratches to a possible broken arm. City inspectors being called in to see if they need to condemn the house. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Tensions have been high between the two brothers, but a year after they last saw one another, Prince William and his brother Prince Harry put their fraught relationship aside as they said farewell to their grandfather at his funeral.
The brothers walked somberly behind the Duke's coffin alongside their father and other royals in a procession before the funeral at Windsor Chapel. They were seen chatting and walking together after the service concluded. It was the first time the brothers had been together in public since Harry stood down from royal duties and moved to the US with his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, and their son Archie in early 2020. Karen Chamas, London.
A doctor for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who's in the third week of a hunger strike, says Navalny's health is deteriorating rapidly and the 44-year-old Kremlin critic could be on the verge of death. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A lot of dollars are being banked by potential GOP 2024 presidential contenders.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas brought in more than $5.3 million during the January to March first quarter of fundraising this year. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri raised more than $3 million the past 3 months, an impressive haul for the freshman lawmaker. Senators Marco Rubio of Florida brought in $1.6 million, Rand Paul of Kentucky $1.9 million, Tom Cotton of Arkansas $400,000, and Tim Scott in South Carolina had around $9 million in cash on hand at the end of the first quarter. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, reportedly hauled in more than $11 million in the past 6.5 months. Patrick Frost reporting.
Raul Castro resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party. The announcement ends an era of formal leadership that began with his brother Fidel in the country's 1959 revolution. No word as to who is going to succeed Castro. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Raven on, you know, he's got a great book called The Hero Code. It's just, you know, you'll get through it in about an hour, and a bunch of great stories that'll make you a better parent, a better leader, a better person, and he, of course, is one of the best. He is, I cannot wait to have him weigh in on what's going on with Afghanistan. We're all pulling out. Everybody out by 9/11. Nice job picking that date. I am firmly against that from almost everything I've read. It's going to do nothing but jeopardize our security in a time in which, over the last year and a half, we've only lost two guys. Two guys too many, yes, but we've lost more in training accidents here in the U.S. We'll discuss that with him, and we have another special guest standing by. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. When a radical Muslim jihadist blows up a school, we're always told, don't judge all people of the Muslim faith by the acts of a few. And I agree with that. How come the same rule doesn't apply to police officers?
Not really sure, Senator Kennedy. Always puts it in a very succinct way. Four nights of riots and counting in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. And the female officer who unintentionally shot and killed Dante Wright, arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. The nationwide war on law enforcement has to stop. We'll provide the balance for the blue.
Number two.
We cannot continue the cycle of extending or expanding our military presence in Afghanistan. I'm now the fourth United States president to preside over American troop presence in Afghanistan. I will not pass this responsibility onto a fifth.
I guess so. Ending the war in Afghanistan, Biden style, ill-conceived, illogical, and short-sighted. If we leave, we lose. China inserts itself and Al-Qaeda thrives along with Iran. That's the cost of taking out 2,000 troops.
Number one.
So our focus is to deal with the root causes, and I'm looking forward to traveling. Hopefully it's my first trip to the Northern Triangle, stopping in Mexico and then going to Guatemala sometime soon.
Yeah, take your time. 20, 25 days, arbitrary date, no idea if we're going by Mexico or not. That is the Vice President of the United States. At least she's doing something. She will be heading to Guatemala whenever she gets around to it. Why their population seems to be heading to our border. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe she can find out, too, and ask some questions of El Salvador and Honduras. They seem to be coming here as well. Meanwhile, at the border, chaos reigns. Kids are being dropped over walls. Tents are housing kids and families and are still bursting at the seams. Desperate governors are writing editorials trying to get the president's attention. Sheriffs are begging for some federal help. But first,
the great and almighty Chris Wallace.
You can't help your star power.
That's true. I can't. I mean, it's just there. What can I say?
Chris Wallace is on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Chris, welcome.
You make me sound like the Wizard of Oz. Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Right.
These guys have got to be, they've got to be disciplined. Seriously, they mock you. They mock me. I mean, do you understand you have a bunch of insurrectionists in your shop?
Yeah, I'm not well liked.
Evidently I'm not either. They make fun of both of us.
So Eric was out for the last few days. So without Eric, there was nobody who really cares about you enough to do a montage. So we used an old one.
What about Allison?
Not really that into you.
Well, I don't want her to be into me. I just want her to do her job.
You're the only one with a montage period. I mean, but, come on.
Yeah, I was. Is that right? Nobody. No other guests have a little production on every week.
Nobody.
You mean you just say, and here's Brett Baer, and then he just comes on. He doesn't get the orchestration. He doesn't get the voice of God. He doesn't get the echo chamber. He doesn't get anything.
Nothing. Here's Brett Baer.
Let me ask this. Does he know that?
Nope. He has no idea. I don't even think he knows we're on the radio. He thinks we're just talking and I'm in my office.
Honestly, that's what I always think, too. sometimes I think, are people actually listening to this? Anyway. Let's go.
So, Chris, I want you to read, it's not unexpected. Donald Trump is going to do it, too. I'm firmly against. I just feel it put us in great jeopardy, leaving Afghanistan, telling we're doing it, and knowing that the Taliban is on the march. I'll read you what General Petraeus just released. He goes, quote, I'm really afraid that we're going to look back in 2 years from now and regret the decision. I think we need to be really careful with our rhetoric because ending U.S. involvement in an endless war doesn't end the endless war. It just ends our involvement, and I fear that this war is going to get worse. It's hard to get a more credible source from the guy who led the last surge.
Yeah, I have very mixed feelings about this, to be honest. On the one hand, it has been an endless war. It's been 20 years. We really didn't go in there in the first place to set up a stable Afghanistan. We wanted to take out al-Qaeda and a safe haven for terrorists. As far as Afghanistan is concerned, it is going to end up as a civil war between the Taliban and Afghanistan. And, you know, it sounds cold-hearted, but I don't know that that matters to us. I mean, do we want to be spending American blood and treasure to protect a bunch of guys in the government in Kabul? I don't know about that. As far as the terror threat, which is definitely in our national interest, you know, there's a lot we're not going to know, which is, are we going to keep not a military but a CIA presence there? Are we going to have CIA paramilitary? I talked to a top White House official this week before the speech who said we are going to keep a regional presence. We are going to, protect against any buildup. Al-Qaeda is not even in Afghanistan anymore. They got a bigger presence in Africa and Yemen than they do in Afghanistan. And when I said to this official, well, I know, but what about the people in Kabul? What about women? The official said, look, in the end, we're not going to spend U.S. blood and treasure to protect the domestic situation in Afghanistan. That's up to them.
Well, I mean, Dan Hoffman was on, so he's a CIA guy, and he put it very very succinct. And he says, this is what we're giving up. Cut 20.
First of all, I would highlight that you know, during the Obama administration, during the surge, there were 10 times as many troops there. And so we have withdrawn considerably. Mm-hmm. Also, the Afghan study group, which is led by General Joe Dunford, a retired Marine general, concluded that if the United States and NATO were to withdraw, then Afghanistan would become a base for terrorist operations within 18 months to 3 years. So that's a pretty clear and concise level of concern for our national security if we follow this decision that the Biden administration has made.
And he also talks about the advantages of having a base in an area that is surrounded by Russia, China, Pakistan, and Iran. And we have gotten so much intelligence over the years from being there. It isn't just about making sure women can read.
You don't care if women read?
I'm for it, but people want to marginalize that. They want to marginalize that part of our operation. But for 20 years, women got an education. They understood that they had a place in society. They didn't have to stand behind.
I agree with you. I mean, look, I'm conflicted. On the one hand, I can understand why you want to get out. On the other hand, look what happened. We pulled out of Iraq, and what happened? ISIS starts. They commit, you know, huge war crimes and genocide across northern Iraq and Syria, and we ended up having to send thousands of troops back. I don't know what the right answer is. You know, I'm not the president. I can see both arguments. I don't know. We'll see.
I've never seen you like this.
Decision,
Chris, I've never seen you like this. You really?
What?
I mean, I'm not hearing. I hear somebody that's flabbergasted that really wants another topic that wishes I didn't bring it up.
No, that's not true. I know that you have set opinions on everything, which is why your family hates you. I don't have set opinions on everything, and I honestly don't know.
Okay. Let's change to another topic.
Right,
Brenda, maybe you do know. let's talk about the border. Here's Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who I know you respect and used to be an outstanding member of your panel, Cut 5.
We think it's really important that the press continue to ask the White House about the extent to which the president has said Vice President Harris is in charge of the border. Vice President Harris said she was not in charge of the border. Nobody seems to be in charge. She hasn't been there. And we have a humanitarian and national security crisis and health crisis unfolding there.
You want Afghanistan to go away, and you know, it's a difficult decision. They are ignoring the chaos at the border, and so are most of the press with these soft facilities. I call them tents. Teeming. Look at the Donna facility. It's just spreading out, sprawling through Texas. And then you see what's happening in California, and you see a editorial by the governor of Arizona and Texas saying, we need federal help. Local sheriffs are begging for it. They need attention and a policy that's going to be effective. I've never seen a president just ignore it and the press allowing him to ignore it.
Well, I disagree with a couple of aspects. I agree with you. It is a total mess. That part of it, I completely agree with them. We had 172,000 border stops in March alone, the highest in 20 years. We've got 20,000 unaccompanied minors in federal custody. The estimate is it'll be 35,000 by the end of May. That is a real crisis, no question about it. I think the question of whether or not the president should go to the border or Kamala Harris should go to the border, who cares? I mean, honestly, if they go, it's a photo op. It's not going to change anything. I do have a definite opinion on this. And, you know, look, when it became clear that we didn't have a handle on the J&J vaccine, what did the government do? They said, we're going to shut it down.
Yeah.
We're going to stop.
Absolutely.
We're going to study it. And then we're going to figure out how to proceed. I think, you know, I do have a strong opinion on this.
You do.
We should do exactly the same on the border and say, no. And nobody that comes across is being allowed to stay. If you want to seek asylum, you're going to have to do it in Mexico. I understand the political blowback because people say, well, now he's, you know, gone back to being Donald Trump. But we can't have what we have now. And it doesn't matter whether the president goes to the border. He can do that from the Oval Office. But he's got to do something to shut it down until we figure out a more orderly way to handle things on the border. And, you know, I'm not sure I even agree about the press has been so easy. I saw a poll the other day, and it showed overwhelming support for the president and his handling of COVID and the economy and COVID relief, and overwhelming opposition to his handling of the border. So folks are getting it. This is a mess, and Joe Biden has it's a self-inflicted wound on the part of the Biden administration.
And here's where I agree with you. You don't need to physically go there. I get it. You know, you don't physically have to go to a J&J factory to find out if there's a problem with manufacturing, which there was in Baltimore. I get it, especially in this time where you could zoom in with these calls. But what happens is she has just not taken the mantle when she was given it. I'm talking about the vice president. I've never seen that before. And not even doing a Zoom call. Had one call with the Mexican president last Sunday, and she said, it went well. Looks like I'm going to go to Guatemala, maybe Mexico. Why do you ask? That is, I don't need you to go to Guatemala. At least tell me show me you did everything you can to find out what the problem is.
Well, I would agree with the second part. I don't think, you don't go make a trip to make a trip. And if you're going to go make the trip and you're the vice president of the United States, so that's elevating it, you know, to the top of the issue policy agenda, and you come away with nothing, then you've made things worse, not better. But I agree, she needs to be leaning more into this, and there needs to be more of a sense of action. Part of the problem is it's not like, you know, you're dealing with countries that are like, oh, okay, I didn't understand, now I'm going to be able to do it. There's a lot of corruption in Central America. So, and I think in a lot of cases they're part of the problem, not part of the solution. So before you elevate it to a trip, I agree. She's got to make it clear that here is what we're actively trying to do and report to the country. And, you know, it was Joe Biden who said, I'm going to give you the news, good, bad, and different. I'm going to level with you. If she's making efforts in these countries and they're stonewalling us, tell the American people that.
Oh, that would be a great storyline. Guatemala gives America the Heisman. That would be a new one. By the way, I'm flipping channels. You used to work at CBS, and I was checking your resume. You're the same guy. Here's a little of your interview with the former first lady.
A source very close to Mrs. Reagan told me today that she purposely, Mrs. Reagan, purposely leaked the story that she's no longer talking to Donald Reagan to try to force Donald Reagan out of the White House.
See, there you are covering a story, doing a report, getting information, and going forward. Can you set us up? What was that about?
Well, I actually, your first fact was wrong. I was working at NBC. That was on a report on CBS this morning about a book that Karen Tumulty wrote. Yeah, I mean, this is quite a story. So I was covering the Reagan White House for 6 years, one of the great assignments of my whole career. And a source close to Mrs. Reagan told me that Don Reagan, he was the chief of staff, had hung up on her. They weren't getting along at all, and she wanted him out. And instead of just turning to her husband and saying, honey, Don Reagan hung up on me, because she was really brilliant, Nancy Reagan. I mean, talk about a bureaucratic infighter. Yeah. She tells me they used to watch NBC. They'd sit up in the study on the second floor with TV trays, and the president and the first lady watched the news while they were eating. And I come on and I say that, and he turns to her and says, Nancy, is that true? That's my Ronald Reagan impression. And she goes, yes, honey, it is. And about a day later, he was gone.
I remember it. That is fantastic. I remember reading Donald Reagan's book. Little did I know I talked to Chris Wallace, who would be breaking that story years later.
And Donald Reagan got back at her after he was fired because he hated her and he blamed her for all his problems. So he was the one that revealed in his book that, in fact, she had consulted an astrologer and told the White House officials what were safe days for the president to travel and what were unsafe days for him to travel. And literally, for ever after, you know, after the assassination and attempt in 81, that guided the leader of the free world travel.
Chris, fascinating time. I wish we weren't against the break, but I could get more of this type of knowledge and reflective stories on Fox News Sunday.
We can, and also you'll be talking to Chris Coons and John Cornyn. They have a bipartisan bill on China. We'll talk to them about why they can work on that, why they can't work on other things. And you know, I'm a little ticked at you because we also have, as a guest, Bill McRaven, but you have him today. We're not going to have him until Sunday, but you know what? Our interview will be more interesting.
Well, we'll see. I'll put him up against yours any day. Bring it on, Wallace.
what is this, Bongino and Geraldo Rivera?
No, we like each other. Back in a moment. If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement account suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A mom who donated a kidney to someone who made a difference in her kids' lives makes today's Dean's List. Graham Nesbitt managed the local skating arena in Seaforth, Ontario, Canada, and always went above and beyond the call of duty to make sure neighborhood kids could get in as many hours on the ice as possible. No one is more grateful for his dedication than Bonnie O'Reilly. Her two sons, Ryan and Cal, who skated at Graham's rink, both went on to play the NHL. Graham retired in 2003, but people still remembered his kindness. So when the community found out he needed a kidney, local folks lined up to be tested if they were a match. One of those people was Bonnie O'Reilly. Once Bonnie learned she was a match, the only thing left to be done was to arrange for the surgery. The transplant was successful, and Bonnie and Graham are doing very well. We're grateful to share their story of kindness. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Health Call for Health. Many pharmacies around the country working overtime right now, managing medications while at the same time juggling COVID-19 vaccinations. Rachel Anderson is a pharmacist with Ye Olde Pharmacy in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, and says they've only gotten a few dozen vaccines from the state, but they're fielding vaccine-related inquiries all day and managing a wait list of more than 750 people.
Ever since that first week, the state has not sent us any more doses, even though we've been putting in requests for it every single week.
Valerie Lambrecht is having trouble getting prescriptions through a major national chain pharmacy and has been told the delays are related to the COVID vaccine.
If I was a brittle diabetic, I would have probably ended up in the hospital. Thankfully, I'm not. And like I said, I don't hold that on the pharmacist. I hold it on the corporation because they're putting way too much on their staff and not enough staff to cover it.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice, but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I mean, if she's looking for the root cause of our migration crisis, I can save her a trip to Guatemala. Just go to her own campaign website. I mean, if you want to know why people are coming to the southern border, listen to the way Democrats have talked about this country and the Republican Party. No wall, very little border security. We're going to decriminalize access to this country. Sanctuary cities are fine. You're going to have to do a heck of a lot to get deported. I mean, that's why they're coming. No, she doesn't need to go to Guatemala. I can tell her Belize is doing well, Costa Rica is doing well, Panama is doing well. There are plenty of countries in that region. They're coming here because of people like her and the way they talk about the issue.
Because no unaccompanied minor is going to be forced to leave. They got to get housing and then send for their parents. That's the advertising that's going on in those countries. No more remain in Mexico. You get to the border, you got to get through. That also helps when it when it turns out there's no security on the Mexican southern border, that also helps. And then when you have advertising inside those countries saying if you come, you can stay, that also helps. And you can't also tell me that finding out that New Yorkers, Californians, and others get $15,000 as illegal aliens through the pandemic, why would you stay home? That's more than you make in a year. Magnet, magnet, magnet. When we come back, General William McRaven.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better! Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive!
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The number of adults going back to college amid the pandemic decreased last year as many people faced hardships related to the outbreak. Before you attempt to get a degree, there are many costs you need to consider, like tuition. Before you decide to take out a loan that could take years to pay off, shop around for student loans or other options since interest rates are at historic lows. And textbooks can be costly on top of paying for a tablet or laptop and other software. Depending on the textbook publisher, subscription services now exist that cover the cost of course materials over a semester. And students with children can research the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services website under the Office of Child Care to find resources in their state. Many provide grants to students so they can afford child care while getting a degree. And work study or employer education programs can also help lower the financial burden of going back to school. And start the process by applying for scholarships, grants, and other financial aid. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It took us close to 10 years to put President Obama's commitment to into form. And that's exactly what happened. Osama bin Laden was gone. That was 10 years ago. Think about that. We delivered justice to bin Laden a decade ago, and we've stayed in Afghanistan for a decade since. Since then, our reasons for remaining in Afghanistan have become increasingly unclear.
Not according to many in the military, including General Milley, who's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the study done by Joe Dunford about the positives by staying in the area, even with a small presence. How does Admiral William McRaven feel about it? One of the most respected military men in the country, retired U.S. Navy four-star admiral, author of another great book, The Hero Code, Lessons Learned from Lives Well Lived, which we're going to get into. But, Admiral, this news came out yesterday. It was not a big surprise. Welcome back, and what do you think about the president's decision?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Great to join you. Well, I mean, obviously, the Biden administration came to the same conclusion that the Trump administration did, which is, you know, we're not going to be able to have a military solution to the problems in Afghanistan. And, you know, as a military leader, you know, at the end of the day, you just want to make sure your voice is heard. And I have it from very, very good sources. That everybody from General Scott Miller, who is the ISAF commander, to General Frank McKenzie, the CENTCOM commander, and, of course, Mark Milley and Secretary Austin, all four men who have extensive experience in Afghanistan, had a chance to sit down and talk to the president and express their concerns and lay out all the risks. So what I know is that the president absolutely understands the risks that he and the country are assuming by leaving Afghanistan. But he has made that decision. And I know from the military leaders I've talked to, you know, we're a professional military. We're going to salute smartly and move out.
So now that you're retired, what does Admiral McRaven think about that? Since you know, and your intelligence or a phone call away or a text away to find out what's really happening on the ground. And you know that where the attack on 9/11 20 years ago came from. And you know there's Al-Qaeda and ISIS presence there today. And the Taliban's presence is increasing. And they haven't really had a change of mindset. They're Sharia law centric, anti women, and they're never going to reject Al Qaeda.
Yeah. So I mean, remember the reason we went into Afghanistan, of course, was to ensure that Al Qaeda did not have a safe haven in Afghanistan, supported by the Taliban. So when you think about the last 20 years, we were successful in that aspect of the mission. No question about it. So now, if I'm a military leader and somebody says to me, look, here's the risks we're going to have to deal with. If we pull out of Afghanistan, there will be a resurgent Taliban. We will have to be concerned about Al-Qaeda coming back into safe and establishing safe havens. I would tell them, I can handle the Taliban safe haven issue. You give me the resources, give me the latitude to do my mission, and I will be able to have drones overhead. I will be able to have intelligence assets on the ground. I will ensure that we have a quick reaction team available. I will ensure that we have a combat air patrol available. So I think we can manage the terrorism threat. And, of course, the Taliban have never been an existential threat to the United States. The Taliban have, I mean, the Al-Qaeda have been that threat that concerned us the most. So as we pull out the 2,500 guys, and then I'm sure the allies will follow us, again, if I'm a commander and you're giving me the mission, I can find out a way to keep Al-Qaeda at bay.
Where are you? Where's your base?
Yeah, well, again, you've got to negotiate that. But remember, nowadays, the drones that we have, and I won't go into the exact specifics, but they've got a long dwell time, right? They had a long dwell time, so you could base them at a number of places in the region and still set up an orbit to maintain a 24-hour coverage of a particular region. This is not out of the realm of the possible. In terms of the aircraft support, you know, you put a carrier battle group in the Gulf of Oman, you've got the reach, you can come up the air corridor in Pakistan. So there are ways to do this. Now, let me be clear to your audience. Are there risks? Oh, you're absolutely right. There are risks.
Look at Iraq.
What's that?
Look at Iraq. We're back there in two years.
You bet. And so I'm hoping, and my expectation is we have learned from Iraq. And so our ability to keep an eye on the movement in Afghanistan is going to be critical. And again, I don't want your listeners to think that I don't think there are risks out there. You bet there are. Will there be a resurgent Taliban? There will. And I think the Ghani government is going to have to ensure that the 350,000 Afghan National Security Forces that we trained are thinking about this and preparing to deal with the Taliban. Are there going to be threats to the women? There are. But, you know, when countries are under threat, you know, they're just going to have to fight for their, you know, living standard that they want. They're going to have to fight for their democracy. They're going to have to fight for what they want. We can help them in that regard. But at the end of the day, the Afghans are going to have to step up and do some of this. But I do think that there are risks involved in pulling out of Afghanistan. I don't question that at all. The intel summary shows that. My point is, if I'm a military commander and given the task of ensuring that Al-Qaeda is no longer a threat or is not a threat coming out of Afghanistan, I think I can manage that if you give me the resources to do the job.
Yeah, 2,000 guys. We have not lost a guy this year, thankfully. Two guys last year. So it's not like it's a hot fight. And we're not looking to do the 70,000 that General Petraeus was asked to bring in. I was just going to read you Petraeus' comments. He said, I'm afraid that we're going to look back in 2 years from now and regret the decision. He goes on, I think we need to be really careful about the rhetoric because ending U.S. involvement in the endless war doesn't end the endless war. It just ends our involvement. I fear that this war is going to get worse. So I know you respect General David Petraeus.
Very much so. And again, Brian, I would not dismiss his assessment at all. And I'm not saying that. As I said, the risks are out there. What I'm telling you is, from a senior military standpoint, if a Mark Milley and a Lloyd Austin and Frank McKenzie and Scott Miller have the chance to sit down with our civilian leaders and say, Mr. President, here are the problems you're going to have to address. Here's what's going to happen if we leave. And the president makes that decision. Then again, as a military, we have an obligation to say, sir, we got it. You've heard our voice. And now let's move out and do the best we can. And I know they will try to do that. Again, will it be easy? No, it will not. Are General Petraeus' concerns valid? You bet they are. But we're moving forward. You know, there's no point in looking back now. Let's look forward and figure out how to, again, how to solve the problem. That's what we do in the military.
All right. So, General, you went out to Make Your Bed was a bestseller, number one bestseller forever. Everyone's reading it. They kind of it spun off your commencement speech at the University of Texas. So you came out with the Hero Code. And it's not just about a bunch of great military stories. It's about how to show values and integrity to kind of guide you through life. So you did it through telling stories, arguably the best way to do it, and different things that you try to get across. Number one, you talk about being humble. I'm going to just bring you to some of the stories, and we can kind of move through it to give people an idea of why this book is so special. You said be humble. You tell the story of being at a dinner party and looking across and seeing this kind of quiet guy. He ends up being an astronaut, the last one to walk on the moon. But how did he hold himself?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you, Brian, if folks like Make Your Bed, they're going to love the Hero Code. It's kind of the same sort of construct. But this was remarkable. So, I mean, I go to this dinner party, and I'm sitting around the table, and I'm chatting with this fellow for about an hour and a half. And he's probably in his early 80s. He and his wife are there, and they are just lovely. And I'm trying to, you know, kind of find out a little bit about him. I find out he's in the Air Force. And I said, well, you know, my father was in the Air Force. My son is in the Air Force. And all he wants to do is talk about me and my family. He wants to know about my kids. He wants to know, you know, where my wife and I met and all. And it isn't until after the dinner party that Roger Staubach, the Hall of Fame quarterback from the Dallas Cowboys who was with us, comes up to me and he says, hey, I see you were talking to Charlie. I said, yeah, seems like a real nice guy. And Staubach says, can you imagine that? And I said, well, what are you talking about, Roger? He said, can you imagine that? Can you imagine walking on the moon? And it then occurred to me, this was General Charles Duke, the youngest man ever to walk on the moon. And never once in that hour and a half conversation did he mention that little tiny fact that he walked on the moon. But to your point, his humility did not come easy. You know, he comes back from the moon. He's a celebrity. He became a Christian. His wife became a Christian. He followed her, and he learned the value of humility. And today, he is just one of the gentlest, finest men I've ever spent time with.
Another example of hope. You talk about a mission to free POWs, and by the time they got there for this mission, they had been moved. Right. And you thought, wow, what a wasted mission. How does that play into hope?
Yeah, you know, I had the opportunity, I think back in 2005, to meet with the Santé Raiders. And of course, the great Texan Ross Perot used to host these guys every year. So Santé was a POW camp. Green Beret went in to try to rescue these guys. As they get to the Santé camp, it turns out the North Vietnamese had moved the prisoners earlier. And the Green Beret come back. And for years, they thought, yeah, again, it was a failed mission until the POWs were released in 1975. And the story the POWs told was, you gave us hope. You gave us hope when we were sitting in another POW camp, because the POWs heard about the raid, and the guys in the Hanoi Hilton heard about the raid, and they said, we knew we had not been forgotten. And they said, that hope is what sustained us until we were finally released, because we knew that America had not forgotten us and were trying to do everything to rescue us. Hope is the most powerful force in the world. And we see it time and time again. And it was a great story in talking to some of these POWs.
A great friend of our show is Gary Sinise. And you talk about General Avezade in a high-intensity meeting with all the higher-up in command. Was it Iraq or Afghanistan? Iraq, right?
Afghanistan,
my bad.
Yeah.
And in comes this guy he didn't recognize. What was his request, and what did you get from this story?
Yeah, so we're having dinner with all these generals and admirals. General John Avezade, the CENTCOM commander, is there, and in walks a civilian. He looks a little stunned looking at all the generals, and he said, kind of blurts out, he says, hey, who's in charge here? And, of course, we all thought that was pretty funny. We knew General Avezade was in charge. And he goes up to Avezade, and he introduces himself, and he says, sir, I'm Gary Sinise. I'm an actor. I played Lieutenant Dan in the movie Forrest Gump. And, of course, we'd all seen it. It was a magnificent movie, and he did a great job. And he says, I'm here because I want to bring school supplies to the children of Afghanistan. And it was interesting. As Gary went on, he made this impassioned plea about getting a C-130 so he could deliver supplies. And, you know, you can see guys around the room going, doesn't this guy know we're in the middle of a war? But then as he continued to talk, the entire tenor of the room changed. And as I point out in the book, you know, it's easy to get jaded by war. You can become kind of callous to the indifference and the suffering. And then all of a sudden, when you see somebody like a Gary Sinise or others that have compassion for these young kids in Afghanistan, that go out of their way to help people, it really kind of reaffirms your humanity. And, man, the last thing you want to lose in the middle of a war is your humanity. And I know you know Gary. I mean, he has gone on. Every time I was at Walter Reed or Bethesda, there was Gary Sinise, you know, trying to help soldiers, no fanfare. He's a remarkable guy. And again, I saw this in a lot of places, people with great compassion.
Absolutely. And you talk about some other things, integrity, go back in history. John Adams and the Boston Massacre, defending British soldiers in a time of revolution in America. He was their lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and of course, if you listen to the historians, they will tell you that that was a seminal event in American law, because it really was about the law. We were going to prosecute these British soldiers who were responsible for the Boston Massacre. And of course, nobody wanted to raise their hand and say, well, I'll defend them. But Adams did. And of course, it changed everything about how we did business as a legal system. My mother used to love to tell this story because it was about defending people that you didn't always agree with or that might be on the other side. And of course, Adams wins the legal battle, and they're set free because it was a case of self-defense. But again, a powerful moment in American history.
What about you? Talk about humility. This is a quote from your book. I think it's from General McChrystal. Colin McRaven, the smartest SEAL on the teams, is like saying he's the fastest sumo wrestler in a race. What good is he? He's a Texan who can't ride a horse and a Navy guy who can't sail a boat. Basketball? The man's got two-inch vertical jump. Have a sense of humor. Show some humility. That's what McChrystal was saying, right?
Yeah, you know, as you know, Brian, it's kind of part of the special operations creed. You got to harass people all the time. You don't want them to get an inflated head. And so I talk about the fact that humor is such an important part of these kind of noble qualities. And, you know, I saw humor all the time when you go into the hospitals where these kids have been hit by an IED or shot. You know, they'd lost arms or legs or they were blast victims. And they would make a joke about it. And it was a way of saying, look, you may have beat me in the fight, but I'm not beaten. You know, you're never going to beat me until I kind of lose my sense of humor. So humor just becomes this both a sword and a shield.
Right.
And you always have to be prepared to laugh at yourself. If you're not, you know, if you take yourself too seriously in life, it's not good for you and it's not good for the people around you.
And people listening right now say, well, I'll never be a Navy SEAL, I'll never do this, well, and I'll never be a famous actor. But be prepared to be special and be a hero. And you harken back to Lincoln, and I'm up against a break, but as you said, Lincoln once said that I will prepare and someday my chance will come. Out there when you're listening, part of the hero code is pre-think what you're going to do in those situations where you have to step up.
Yeah. Well, everybody, the point of the book, Brian, is that you don't, as you said, you don't have to be astronauts. You don't have to be actors. Everybody can be a hero. You can learn from the great men and women who have been heroes. And I don't mean great as in notable. The great people that you see, the coaches and the cops on the street and the soldiers, the sailors, the airmen, Marines, you can learn from these people, and it will help you be a bit better person, and I think it will help the people around you.
Right. Admiral William McRaven, great job, and please make this interview better than the one you do with Chris Wallace, because he is my rival. The Hero Code is the name of the book. Admiral, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Back in a moment. If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement account suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Fox Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
But after a lengthy meeting last night, we had some further discussion, agreed?
Correct.
And have you made a decision today whether you intend to testify or whether you intend to invoke your Fifth Amendment privilege?
I will invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege today.
So Derek Chauvin decides to take the Fifth, and it's not a big surprise. They say that the prosecution would love to get a shot at him. And for the most part, defense from the pedestrian level, from my point of view, it was not that strong. The prosecution had a lot to work with, and if anything, they were probably guilty of overdoing it, showing the video too much. But I cannot see that affecting the overall verdict. One thing I'm pretty certain of, no matter what they do, no matter what they rule, it will not be enough. We already saw that was happening in Brooklyn Center. We're seeing that because the police officer, who you can hear on audio, you could hear that she clearly made a mistake, a fatal mistake, a brutal mistake that will be with her the rest of her life. Obviously, the Wright family, of course, for the rest of their lives, as he lost his life at the age of 20. But there were protests last night, and 24 arrested. The night before, there were 40. And people are saying, well, the charges aren't great enough. They aren't hard enough. They aren't strict enough. All cops are bad. And for some reason, that's not getting a lot of play. You got lawmakers essentially saying, blow up the system. You have a former president saying, reimagine policing. Imagine if you were in the uniform today. Now you're the target of every would-be criminal.
Ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secrets since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-664-8427. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-664-8427. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-664-8427. Again, 800-664-8427.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I've been in every back alley and every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.